Pastor Osho, a foreigner to this country, used his cult to bus in thousands of homeless people to vote in his favor during a local election, the Federal Election Commission ruled that it did not violate federal election laws. Voter fraud is as old as voting itself, and voting machines have been designed to make fraud easier.
After witnessing election irregularities associated with the 2020 U.S. presidential election, we decided to direct time and resources to Cartel Del Sol links to U.S. and global election fraud. It is indisputable. Smartmatic Election Systems was created at the direction of now-deceased Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez, and its source code, the basis of its operating system, developed jointly by Venezuela's Consejo Nacional Electoral and Smartmatic, was designed to allow election results to be altered without the knowledge of voters and the public.
Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold posted a spreadsheet that listed the password of the state's voting systems. And after she was caught, she said it's not a security threat.
To be very clear, we do not see this as a full security threat to the state. This is not a security threat.
This is not the first time that your office has made mistakes that have damaged voters' confidence in our elections. In 2022, your office sent out mailers to 30,000 non-citizens inviting them to register to vote. They, of course, are not eligible to register to vote. That same year, your office used Colorado's ballot tracking system to send messages to specific Coloradans encouraging them to vote when, in fact, they had already voted, causing confusion that had to be cleaned up by the county clerks. And now this leak of the voting system passwords. Given your office's repeated errors that have damaged confidence in our elections, which you say is paramount, will you resign?
Absolutely not, Kyle.
And now we are seeing videos of voting machine glitches. At this year's DEFCON conference in August, hackers found security gaps in voting equipment, but it hasn't been fixed. But voting machine fraud is old news. The new election fraud tool is non-citizen voters. Catholic Charities have not only been managing the illegal border crossings, they have been registering them to vote. Groups of non-citizens have been seen early voting with the help of NGO handlers. The Texas elections chief told poll workers to give ballots to people who show non-citizen IDs. And while the Supreme Court decided to allow Virginia to remove non-citizens from voter rolls, the poll workers are being instructed to submit a special form for them to vote, which will tie results up for another week after Election Day.
Signed up to work this November 5th election poll here in the county that I live in Iowa. I wanted to see firsthand for myself if illegal immigrants are actually being allowed to vote. This is what we've been instructed. Even if they say that they're a U.S. citizen, and I still question it, any of us question it, they still are allowed to vote. They will be given this is a provisional ballot. Basically, what that means is you still get to vote. The voting stops at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, however many of these provisional ballots that we have, those are accumulated, and then they are all shoved in an envelope together, sealed, and then they go somewhere else. They have from November 5th through November 12th to bring information to verify that they're actually a U.S. citizen. Let me repeat that. They have until 12 p.m. on November 12th to present the proper identification to prove that they're a U.S. citizen.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, that is the latest from Greg Reese. Rampant voter fraud ahead of Election Day 24. At least this time, there is some proactive measures being taken. But it's a mess out there, folks. It has begun. InfoWars Election 2024 coverage begins in about 60 seconds. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
It's Monday, November 4th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, and we have just started the live election coverage 2024. We'll be continuing, of course, our broadcast through The Alex Jones Show, The War Room. I don't know if we'll be going all night, but we'll certainly be here all night on Tuesday. We are one day away. As far as I can tell, it's still completely up in the air which way this thing goes. The accounts of voter fraud are, well, they're coming in very rapidly and with gigantic numbers of fake, fraudulent, or lost ballots. The campaigns have made their final arguments. Polls open tomorrow, and we will just have to see. We have a lot of news from over the weekend. We're talking to Kirk Elliott about all of this in the third hour, and I'm going to open up the phone lines probably in the first hour, start taking your phone calls throughout the show. As, after all, not only is this election week, but it may very well be the last full week of InfoWars broadcasts ever. What a time to be alive. Says the crucible, the inflection point. I've been very anxious considering all of the possibilities following Election Day. What happens under a Trump victory? What happens under a Kamala victory? As of this morning, I feel a little bit more zen. You know, whatever happens is going to happen, and we'll deal with it one way or the other. But God, I hope Trump wins. But oh my God, I really hope Trump wins. Oh my Lord. It is, it's a very big deal. For so many different reasons, but we'll get into all of it. We'll take your calls on all of this as well. And, basically, all the news is just about the election, about the final arguments being made, the final stretch. Yeah, I'm going to open up phone calls probably in the first hour because I need to know what everybody's thinking. I'm totally unsure about where this goes. Half of me is like, you look at the Democrats, they're clearly panicking. Clearly a sense of panic, growing sense of urgency. At the same time, the seemingly inevitable victory of Trump is not nearly as certain as it should be. We'll just have to see. We'll just have to wait and see, but we'll take your calls, and I got a lot of videos to show you as well. And yes, we will be not just talking about, but honoring, respecting, and sharing our memories of Peanut the Squirrel, the ill-advised animal control measure taken by the state of New York that may very well flip this election. It's a battle now. It's a battle between whether the joke about Puerto Ricans or the squirrel being killed by New York State, which one of these is going to have a greater impact. Are more people going to want to get vengeance on the over regulatory Democrats by voting for Trump in honor of Peanut? Or are enough Puerto Ricans offended at a bad joke by a comedian at a Trump rally going to tank that? Yes, folks, the fate of the world may very well be decided by a squirrel in a cowboy hat or a roast comic calling Puerto Rico trash. This is how utterly stupid our system is. My God. Let's just get into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 4th of November, 2024. More and more bizarre goings-on with the election. Shady Election Group dumps 90,000 ballot registrations in Maricopa County before sign-up deadline ends. At least 40,000 of them have been damaged, with thousands incomplete, in case you've not been paying attention. Leftist groups around the country have been caught corrupting our elections by dumping tens of thousands of bogus ballot registrations into voter rolls. This is taking place in state after state, and this article from Gateway Pundit lists the various states where this is happening. All of them swing states, of course. Lancaster County, Lehigh County in Pennsylvania, Michigan, as well the site of a massive investigation with the FBI involved now, with thousands of fraudulent ballots being attempted to be cast there. Ohio, of course, as well. Arizona is where this story takes place. Maricopa County officials reported 90,000 registration forms turned in by a third-party group on the last day of voter registration, October 27th, in the state. This tends to be a similar practice to other leftist registration harvesting groups, dumping thousands on state clerks around the cutoff date for registering to vote. Again, we'll get into some more of the shenanigans the Democrats are up to. These people are just destroying the country one way or another. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers sound alarm as U.S. military bases report depleted stock of write-in absentee ballots. Troops overseas left without voting option due to delayed mail-in ballots. In a call to action, Republican Representative of Florida Brian Mast and Michael Waltz expressed outrage over the Pentagon's handling of voting procedures to overseas service members. The lawmakers contend that the Department of Defense has failed to ensure the availability of write-in absentee ballots for troops stationed abroad. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have mobilized federal manpower, resources, and tax dollars to block state-level election integrity measures, including in Georgia and Virginia, through lawsuits and smears, Representative Mast said on Friday. They claim to care about democracy and the right to vote, yet they failed to plan accordingly to facilitate the right to vote for every single one of our nation's brave men and women in uniform. This is completely unacceptable. Our nation's elite warriors deserve to have every opportunity to vote for the next commander-in-chief, especially since that person will be making life and death decisions for our troops. And of course, we've covered, although surprisingly still hasn't hit any other media, the fact that every single mail-in ballot from an overseas military member in Texas is being opened and re-voted by Democrat activists. So every single person overseas who is lucky enough to get a ballot, I guess, is getting ballots that are not able to be read by the tabulation machines. So their ballots are being opened, ripped apart, taped back together, copied, and then recopied onto a fresh ballot in the hands of a Democratic operative in some back room somewhere with little to no oversight. How do you think the military would feel about that? How do you think people stationed overseas would feel about knowing that their vote was being entrusted into the hands of a liberal activist in a back room somewhere, who I'm sure we can trust to accurately record the vote? Totally insane. Totally, completely insane. We'll get back into that. Meanwhile, Trump may ban certain vaccines on advice of RFK Jr. Donald Trump has refused to rule out banning certain vaccines during his second term, he told NBC on Sunday. Trump, who's linked vaccines to autism in the past, said banning vaccines would remain an option, saying, "I'm going to talk to RFK Jr. and other people and we'll make a decision. But he's a very talented guy and has strong views." He's also said that on January 20th, the White House will advise all U.S. water systems to remove fluoride from public water, Kennedy tweeted. Again, no matter what happens in this election, we should all be proud of how far we've come. You now have what could very well be the next, I don't know, U.S. Head of the FDA, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., promising, pledging to remove fluoride from the drinking water as soon as Trump is inaugurated. Imagine it, a 10-point IQ jump across the board as soon as Trump gets into office. That alone would make America great again. People freaking out about this. You have no idea how dangerous this is. And you look at a map of the world and it's like America is the only developed country that still fluoridates its water. There's absolutely no point to it. We can get into that, but we've been getting into it for 30 years, so it's nice to finally see it being a prominent topic of conversation in the mainstream. Meanwhile, Michael Wolff drops 2017 tape of Jeffrey Epstein whining about Trump, claiming they had a close friendship. Yeah, they really just threw everything at the wall. Typically, like, you might have something late in an election season, come to refer to as the October surprise. They've tried like 9 of these this October. None of them have landed. We can get into the claims about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. But essentially, apparently he had interviews with Jeffrey Epstein in 2017 after, you know, Donald Trump's DOJ put him in prison. After Donald Trump was and has been referred to on record continuously many, many times. Like from the victim's lawyers, the victim of Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer said Donald Trump was the only person who offered to help and contribute and talk to him in the case against Jeffrey Epstein. But we can get into that later. But they're just really trying everything and trusting that their followers are just credulous enough to fall for it. Finally, we have this in a story that highlights the absurdity, the insanity of the immigration system, as well as the global nature of the takeover, the genocide. From Daily Mail, revealed migrant hotel king who cashed in on asylum seeker crisis rakes in 4.8 million pounds a day and is on course to become the first immigration industry billionaire. That's right. Graham King, a former caravan park and disco tycoon, was catapulted into the rich list this year after cashing in on accommodating and transporting arrivals due to the UK's migrant crisis. He has made billions of dollars, purely taxpayer money, by transporting and housing illegal immigrants. It's big business, folks. And it just shows you the scale of this operation. And again, the global nature of the anti-white biological attack, the person flood. At your Daily Dispatch, of course, I mean, we're going to get into all of these. And all these stories I chose just as examples of wider trends that we're seeing, whether it's the Democrats' desperate attempt to have some sort of meaningful October surprise or the wholesale universal destruction of the migrant crisis, or the fact that things could actually change in a tangible, real, good way with Trump in the office, banning fluoride, getting rid of vaccines, confronting the underlying issues that cause so much suffering in this country. I have a lot of videos from over the weekend to get to. Should we start with Peanut? Should we start with Peanut the Squirrel, our hero, our fallen brethren? We can start with. We'll get to Peanut. Stay tuned for Peanut the Squirrel. It's such a hot story. That's what you do in the news business. We'll dangle that for after the ad break.
Yeah, way to tease, dude.
Yeah, I'll tease you with Peanut the Squirrel. No, we'll get to that. It is funny though. I mean, how many like major memes have come out in this cycle? Whether it's like Trump is a garbage man, or Trump working at McDonald's, or just, I mean, there's infinite numbers. I have never seen what I like to call a meme with normie breakthrough potential than Peanut the Squirrel. I said this on X because somebody posted a text from their mom saying, "I am now a one-issue voter. We will avenge Peanut." I thought it was so funny because I'd also gotten texts from people that, like, I never talked to about politics, really, that much, family members and things. And, like, they're texting me about Peanut the Squirrel, texting Peanut the Squirrel memes. And it's like, this, now we'll take it. If this is what it takes to win the election, we'll go all in on Peanut the Squirrel. If the New York state government heartlessly murdering an innocent squirrel is enough, is finally what it takes to wake people up to the despotic just heinous nature of what we're up against, you know what? That's what we're going to do. We're going to seize on that. We're going to save the world with the help of the ghost of the spirit of Peanut the Squirrel. So we'll get to that. Don't worry. Let's start with, oh man, I have so many good videos. Goodness. Let's start with clip 15. I think 15 breaks it down pretty well. Here in the final hours before the election truly commences, it's worth looking at this choice, very stark and simplistic terms. Who would you vote for if you were a terrible person? Let's watch.
Who would you vote for if you were a violent criminal? Who would you vote for if you were running a human trafficking operation across the border? Who would you vote for if you were a complete and total mooch off of the system and had no intention of adding any value to society? The answer is that you would vote for Kamala Harris. And maybe those of you who are productive people, who are not violent criminals, and who are not running human trafficking operations, should reconsider who you're voting for if you're voting for the same person that all of those types of people would vote for. Democrats are softer on crime, and they make it easier to mooch off of the system. Why do you want to enable people who do those things? Why are you creating this incentive structure that encourages bad behavior? I don't think people realize how much of your daily costs are increased by criminals and mooches. You pay more for housing because all the affordable houses are in dangerous areas where violent criminals are. You pay more at the grocery store, at any store, because of thieves. You pay more in taxes because of mooches. Stop enabling these things and let's create a society that works for honest, productive people instead.
Hey, what a novel idea. What a shockingly original concept from that TikToker. A society with incentive structures and punishment mechanisms to reward good behavior and punish bad? Why, that's the opposite of what we do. What a strange concept that would be. And something that I use the royal we for this. We complain about this all the time on our show. The fact that is really a central crux of the argument. Do you want to live in a world where doing the hard thing, doing the more strenuous thing, doing the thing that is responsible and difficult and meaningful is rewarded or punished? Because the world is slowly but surely being transformed into this world where if you work hard, if you, you know, get married young and have kids and stay with your wife and save your money and try to think about the future and if you do things right, if you go to school and follow the rules, then you're a sucker. Then you're an idiot because everybody else is cheating and they're doing a lot better than you. Everybody else is defrauding everybody or scheming or trying to get one over on everybody else. Everybody else is, you know, scamming the government for whatever they can get and collecting welfare checks they don't actually qualify for. So this really is, at the end of the day, the question we need to be asking. Do we want to live in a world where fraud and mooching and being a conniving scumbag is rewarded, or where it's punished, where doing the right thing and being responsible is a good decision because it makes you do better in life, or a stupid decision because you could do better and do less work by just being a cheat and a scoundrel? So that's a question we need to ask ourselves. The answer is obvious. People just don't maybe see it in these sorts of terms. But speaking of, mooches off of the government and worthless parasites on the social body, Cardi B endorsed Kamala Harris over the weekend. Elon Musk responded to this by saying, another puppet who can't even talk without being fed the words. Kamala campaign has no authenticity or true empathy. To which Cardi B responds, I'm not a puppet, Elon. I'm a daughter of two immigrant parents that had to work their ass off to provide for me. I'm a product of welfare. I'm a product of Section 8, okay? I'm a product of poverty. I'm a product of what happens when the system is set up against you, okay? You don't know nothing about that. You know, I'm I'm fine with you know, a system being set up to help people in need, to help them benefit. I feel like there should be, how do you measure, we'll get Elon Musk on this. We need a Neuralink implant in every recipient of welfare that can test on a gradient their gratitude. How do you sit there and say, I was raised on welfare, the government paid for my house, the government paid for my food, the government welcomed my family in and gave us all of the benefits of a civilization that we never once contributed to, and this is proof that the system is set up against me and hates me and wants me to fail? I mean, this is retarded. But she gave a speech to Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris's speech, or her rally there, and you may have seen it. You may have seen this video from Cardi B. They did a lot of sophisticated technological work to make her sound good, like they do on her songs. But we have been able to actually secure the raw audio footage straight from the microphone of Cardi B before they put on the AI vocal alterations. So this is Cardi B endorsing Kamala Harris with her real voice direct from the microphone. Clip number one.
I believe in every word that comes out of her mouth. She's passionate. She's compassionate. She shows empathy. And most of all, she is not delusional. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. How do I recognize that this country's at risk? That the economy needs to get stronger? That the cost of food and the cost of living is too high? Damn, it's even high for me! I believe her when she says, under her, buying eggs and milk won't break the bank. Because she's gonna pass a ban on price dodging on groceries. And she told me that in my face. So she better not bother me in my face. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very well done. The clubhouse show on TikTok. Yeah, that's what we're up against. That's where we on one side, you've got Elon Musk, the richest man in the history of the world, who has reinvented industries and invented industries from whole cloth, who has revolutionized not just the automobile, but space travel and communication and everything in between. An actual legitimate genius, the Henry Ford of our time. And on the other side is Cardi B, welfare baby, who can't talk and thinks that the system that provided everything for her her entire life was really set up against her. Oh, who also was a literal whore that made videos where she's bragging about drugging her Johns so she can rob them. So this is the moral and intellectual dichotomy at play in the modern world. Do you want a world with more Elon Musks or more Cardi B's? Cast your vote now. Yeah, no, death by stupidity. That is going to be the official cause of death on America's gravestone, on our death certificate. We're just too stupid to live, and it's very unfortunate. It's very sad. We're doing everything we can to rectify that situation. Join us on the other side. A lot more videos. I'm going to open up the lines for your phone calls. I want to know what you're thinking here the day before the end, the day before the decision, the election, 2024. Stay with us.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
What will we do with this moment? How will we be remembered? Look at the opportunities before us.
This election really isn't about the left versus the right. It's about we the people choosing our government and the choice between freedom versus tyranny.
Nobody has a chronic disease burden like we have. Why are we allowing this to happen to our children? Ultimately, the only thing that will save our country is if we choose to love our kids more than we hate each other.
What is going on here is deeper than politics. It is deeply spiritual. We are being called to rise above the hatred and the fear and the evil.
We need to remember above and beyond that we must love our neighbors, that we must treat other people as we hope to be treated.
You want to be a rebel? You want to be a hippie? You want to stick it to the man? Show up on your college campus and try calling yourself a conservative.
America is going to reach heights that it has never seen before. The future is going to be amazing!
Children, don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again?
I come to you today as a former Democrat. I will be a first-time Trump voter tonight.
people dreamed this country. And it's the people who are making America great again. Welcome back.
That is the latest incredible ad from the Make America Healthy Again MAGA Alliance. The opportunity that we have to hit the ground running here, I mean, it's so much, this movement, whatever you want to call it, so much bigger than 2016, so much bigger than 2020. And we can only hope that the election is valid and accurate, and then we'll win. I truly believe that, and I mean, we are seeing inordinate amounts of fraudulent activity across the board. And we've only talked a little bit about it, but it's completely bonkers, and we'll get into some more of it. But I want to go to a few more videos here, and then I'll open up the phone lines for your calls. This is clip number 8, and this, I love this, and I'm sure if you're a regular listener to American Journal, you've heard me to tell the story many, many times about becoming a Trump supporter and the beginning of it being defending the lies against, like, defending Donald Trump against lies before you were even a supporter. And so this skit that somebody made is, like, so accurate to the process I went through and that I'm sure a lot of other people have gone through. And just the lies about Donald Trump are so pervasive and overwhelming that you end up becoming his supporter just out of necessity because you're sick of hearing everybody lie about him all the time. Let's go to clip number 8 here.
China just approved for Xi to be president for life, and Trump says, maybe we have to give that a shot someday.
Like, enough is enough. How do people ignore that?
I'm pretty sure he was joking.
Joking about being president for life.
Yeah. If you listen to the audio, everybody's laughing. They're clearly in on the joke.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you like Donald Trump?
No, I think there's a lot wrong with the guy. It's just this happens not to be one of those things.
I cannot believe I work with a Trump supporter.
What?
Let's get out of here, Jenny.
I voted for Hillary.
Did you hear about this?
What did he do?
Donald Trump banned an entire religion.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Muslim ban, so I guess Trump is banning all Muslims from coming here.
And he's probably going to kick out the ones that are already here.
Actually, it's not a ban against all Muslims. The travel ban is against 7 Muslim-majority countries.
Yeah, but unemployment's at 4.1%.
Trump isn't shutting down Meals on Wheels. Only 3% of their budget comes from the federal program.
No, Mom, I agree with what he said about Donald Trump. I just don't think it's appropriate to say it at Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Are you serious, Gary?
Oh, I don't agree with it. It's like, if you're so concerned about terrorism, then why isn't Saudi Arabia on the list too, right? Why the f*** are you defending Trump? I'm not defending him. You guys are just misrepresenting him.
Trump is not as bad as Hitler.
Okay. Who put this here? And who took my lunch? Actually, LGBT categories have never been on the census, so no, Trump isn't removing them.
How much are the Russians paying you, comrade?
Wait till he comes to our place of business and starts collecting our Muslims and getting rid of them, too.
Hatem and Ali are American citizens.
And that makes it okay?
What? No. Holy sh**.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know you were a white supremacist, Gary. You know, this isn't even our floor. Let's just get the f*** off.
Look, he didn't fire Tillerson on Twitter. Tillerson already knew. Trump just leaked the information onto Twitter. Please, stop making me defend Donald Trump.
Where's your tiki torch, Pepe?
God damn it.
On the campaign, I called it the forgotten man and the forgotten woman. Well, you're not forgotten anymore.
Thank you, Gary, my biggest defender.
WeTheInternet.tv.
Hey, I'm Lou Perez with We the Internet TV.
Yeah, very funny stuff. We can pull it down. But yeah, that was That's how it happens, folks. That's how it, hoisted by their own petard, just screwed by their own lies. If they would just stop lying, everything would be fine, actually. Everything would be fine. But they are lying, and they can't help but lie. They lie to themselves. Their own beliefs are lies, and they know it. So it's very awkward when you try to talk to them, because inevitably, through no fault of your own, through just the reality of their stances, their hypocrisy is revealed and their lies are obvious to everybody. There was a video, I probably should have pulled it in, but it's been going around because Andrew Klavan reacted to it. But it's an older video of an old lady talking about how amazing puberty blockers would be for her grandchildren. Of course she would allow that. Of course. Her granddaughter presents as a boy, so of course she needs to be on puberty blockers as soon as possible before she gets her first period. And then the same woman is asked, okay, well, what about tattoos? She's like, no, that's too permanent. And you can see the moment that her brain breaks when it's like, but gender reassignment isn't permanent. And she's just like, hey. I don't know if they just haven't thought about it yet. I don't know. I don't get it. But it's just a fact of the modern world. Leftists have to lie. They lie to themselves. They lie about their lies. It goes on and on. Clip number 13 is a similar situation where they have extremely strongly held beliefs that completely fall apart entirely if pushed back on, like, even lightly. So let's go to clip number 13. Here's their just obvious internal logical disconnect when it comes to abortion.
If a pregnant woman is murdered, do you think it's just for a judge to charge the criminal with two murders, one for the woman and the other for the baby in her womb?
I absolutely do.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. If the boyfriend of a woman and father of a child doesn't want to raise a baby, does he have the right to kill that baby if the baby's unwanted?
Absolutely not.
No, he don't.
He does not have a right to kill a baby in the womb. No.
If someone slips a pregnant woman an abortion pill that causes her to miscarry and she doesn't know it's an abortion pill, do you think that person should be charged?
Yes.
And what do you think they should be charged with?
Murder. First degree murder.
Murder. So it's homicide in these cases if it's the man that's causing it, but not if the woman that's causing it.
In her case, she knows that she wanted it and she took the pill to do it. So
if that person's being killed, do you think it matters to him or her who's doing the killing, or are they being murdered regardless?
They're being murdered regardless. So yeah.
So do you think it's a homicide in both cases?
Whoever the killer is should get it.
Yes. Very interesting. Yeah. I don't know how you don't think about this at all. Like, they just really don't think about it. I mean, that's got to be it, right? Like, it just never even enters their mind to, like, extrapolate their position and just, like, be like, okay, now if we apply this evenly across the board, what does that look like? Like, it just never occurs to them. Just like it never occurs to them that allowing infinite illegal immigrants into our country has to, like, the weight for that has to land on somebody. The responsibility for them has to come from somewhere. It's just out of sight, out of mind, I guess. I got two examples of this. Clip number 5 is a news report where rich people in white neighborhoods with Harris signs are receiving postcards that are scaring the hell out of them. Let's watch clip number 5.
I put a lawn sign in my front yard, and I don't think I should be subjected to these fraudulent mailers.
When this 50-year-old Shrewsbury woman put up a Harris wall sign in front of her home, she just wanted to show her support. She never imagined she would be subjected to a campaign dirty trick.
It really creeped me out.
She was dismayed when the mail arrived this week, and she received this postcard. It purports to be from the Harris campaign, thanking her for putting up a sign and alerting her a family from Nicaragua would be moving into her home.
That's when I realized it was an obvious attempt to try to either scare me or rage bait me and make me upset.
It's absolutely a scare tactic.
Suffolk.
Scare tactic? What a racist. A racist woman. How dare she? What is so scary about a family from Nicaragua? A poor, innocent family of all adult men, asylum seekers. Like, what the hell, lady? That's scary to you? So she needs to lose her job, okay? Banks need to stop providing her loans. All right, she's a racist. She admitted it right there. She goes into a rage when she hears that a Venezuelan family or Nicaraguan family is moving in. Good Lord, I've heard some racist things in my day, but just awful. They're like, no, I'm such a good person. I am happy to volunteer your house. Not mine. Not mine, though. My house is nice and pleasant. My town is nice and pleasant. So just dump all of the million Nicaraguans in the town over. That's what a good person I am. Have they not thought about it, or have they thought about it and realized, like, I'm never going to suffer these consequences? Like, that's the question, right? Have they never considered, like, man, somebody is going to have to live next to the Venezuelans? Or do they think, like, yeah, somebody's going to have to, but it's not me, so screw it, I don't care? Like, is it a conscious decision to be a hypocrite, or is it an unconscious sort of hypocrisy? I don't really know. But they're bad people, and they haven't thought for even a single second about what their policies actually entail. It's a scare tactic. I mean, honestly, I mean, what's the issue? What is the issue? If you're voting for open borders, if you're an open border, like, you know, welcome all immigrants, stop being a racist kind of Democrat, is there no part of the mind that reels with inconsistency when you open up a letter that says a Nicaraguan family will be headed to your house? Thank you for volunteering. And they like start panicking. They're like, what? No, I didn't. I didn't offer to. No, what? No, I can't. I can't have a Nicaraguan family. I never signed up for this. Like, do they think about? I really don't know. I really don't know. But they get mad. They get very mad. Clip number 11. Same type of prank being pulled, which again is just highlighting the basic, like at the base level, hypocrisy of the entire Democrat platform of we are rich, out of touch weirdos that want our lives to be unchanged. Like the Martha's Vineyard thing, 50 immigrants show up and they immediately call the National Guard and have them removed within 48 hours, except for two who they kept to do their lawn work. Like that was one of the most amazing stories from this entire election cycle. Was that illustrative example of dropping illegal immigrants off in Martha Vineyard, and they literally immediately round them up and send them off, except for two who they kept to do yard work. It's astonishing, really. Let's go to clip number 11. These dudes dressed as Kamala staffers knocking on liberals' doors and asking them to house illegal immigrants. And these loving, generous liberals, of course, completely reject it. Let's watch.
I dressed up like I work for Kamala's campaign, and now I'm going to deliver immigrants to her supporters.
No! We are voting for you, don't worry.
Are you?
Of course.
We do have a surprise, if that's okay, just real fast.
You have a surprise?
We're looking for a place for them to stay. They just came across. They'll sleep on floors. I mean, they're not picky, you know?
We have like a two-year-old, so...
Hector's good with kids.
Sorry, we just can't.
Could they just like sleep on your lawn?
They need a place to stay. They just came across.
Teenagers live with me.
Oh, that's fine. Hector, he was dating a teenager like a little bit ago, so.
Okay.
They just came across. They don't have papers. You're in support of like the whole border situation, and we're just trying to get them a floor to sleep on.
We're a house of COVID.
Do you guys want COVID? They said they could survive it.
We work with her, so we know how to say her name.
Earlier, you said Kamala. The way she pronounces her name is Kamala.
You don't work with her either.
See that car? We have three dudes who just came across the border. We're trying to find them a home.
Find them a home.
Just say I'm voting for Donald Trump without saying it, okay?
That's a wrong attitude, mister. I said my vote is private.
So you're voting Kamala?
No. You said it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what is there even to say? It's the excuses they come up with are so funny. They're like, I have a child. Oh, okay. Okay, because without the child, you'd be happy to welcome them in, right? It's your child. You're like, oh, great, immigrant. Ah, darn it, wait, I have this kid. Nah, I probably shouldn't do that. Well, why not? Why not? Is there some sort of danger posed to your child with allowing unvetted grown men around them? What's wrong with that? I don't understand. The other person, I have teenagers. Well, are they growing up in America? So you want to keep the illegal immigrants away from your teenagers? Why? Why would you want that? Why wouldn't you want them around your teenage daughters? Is there a reason? Racist? Is there a racist reason you want to give us for why you won't let these upstanding young gentlemen around your teenage daughter? No, you just want them in their high school. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Sorry. You just want them in their high school and maybe lurking behind a bush on their jogging trail. Right. Just not in your home. I get it. The guy's like, we have COVID. We're a COVID house. Yeah. Now that's what it is. Darn it. Darn it. You have COVID and you got that 2-year-old. It's like, no, we would though. No, we definitely would. We would love to have a group of grown men from a foreign country stay in our home. It's just, darn it. Can't make it work right now. And this could be a very good solution. Like, if you had one order, if they were like, all right, you can give one order, you can be emperor for 10 seconds, you get to issue one order, and everybody has to follow it, no matter what. It might just be people should have to live with the consequences of their decisions. So, like, anybody that has ever advocated for censorship should be censored. Anybody that demands illegal immigration should have illegals living at their house. Like, that, maybe that can just be, like, anybody that's for transgender surgeries on kids, get on the surgery table. It's your turn now. It's your turn. You shouldn't get to support things without suffering the consequences for the policy decisions that you impose. Stories of Gateway Pundit. Kamala Harris supporters across the country have been left rattled after receiving letters and postcards suggesting they will be volunteering to house migrant families. While Democrats have championed open borders and humanitarian migrant policies, it seems when the issue is brought to their own doorstep, literally, enthusiasm fades. Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. One Harris supporter was shocked after receiving what appeared to be a postcard from the Harris campaign. When she flipped it over, the message informed her that a family of Nicaraguan migrants would be moving into her home, even specifying the date and listing food and transportation needs. Again, like, is there no part of their mind that, like, hurts? Because, I mean, you would think if you get a postcard, you're getting a Nicaraguan family and you're all about letting all the Nicaraguans in. Your first reaction should be like excitement. Like, you should be happy. You should be excited. Unless there's some part of you that knows, oh, wait, this guy's probably a criminal. Oh, wait, I don't want a stranger moving in to where I live. See, this is the thing. Everything that the right supports, more or less, everything the right supports is like totally natural and good and just the unencumbered response of decent people. So I explained this a million times, right? The left requires indoctrination. They require continuous promotion of their ideas because none of their ideas come naturally. And the natural response that even the most diehard Democrats have will be, you could label it as right wing, right? They might be all for illegal immigrants. They're putting signs out in their yard. They're voting. They're getting red in the face yelling at Trump's supporters for being racist. But the instant they're told, okay, well, a Nicaraguan's coming to stay in your house, their uncontrolled, immediate, reflexive response is to be terrified and outraged. So they get it. They get it in their hearts. They get it in, like, the back of their minds. In their souls, they understand what they're doing is wrong. It takes continuous propagation of lies to bury that down as long as you can go, as low as you can go. Just like they know if you say, well, if a man kills a baby in a woman's body, is that bad? Of course it's bad. Of course they get it. Of course they recognize that killing a baby in a womb is a murder, is a horrible crime. Of course they do. They need constant decade upon decade of misinformation and distraction and subversion to arrive at a point where they can suppress that natural reflexive response and instead say the cult programmed response of my body, my choice. Time and time again, this happens. We'll go to one more video here, and then I'll give out the phone lines, give out the phone number. We'll take your calls. Let's go to, actually, you know what? Since we're on the topic, let's go to clip number six here, because this is Joe Rogan interviewing Senator John Fetterman. And same type of thing, same type of concept. They know exactly what they're doing, and they know it's wrong, but they do it anyway. Let's watch.
The significant number of illegal aliens being allowed into the country every year. I think it was 2 million people. It was still the same sort of situation, and their fear is exactly what I talked about, that these people will be moved to swing states, and that will be used to essentially rig those states and turn them blue forever.
I'm not really sure if that's what's in play. I think it's really, like, it's important that we have to have an honest conversation.
But doesn't
that
seem logical, though? If you have a significant number of people that are being moved into swing states,
of course it's logical. Of course this is obvious. We don't need the response. Like, this is the thing. If you could give this guy a truth potion, if you could, you know, inject him with sodium pentanol or whatever the truth serum cooked up by the CIA is. Then when you ask him, like, aren't they moving millions of people into swing states to change the voting demographics forever? Under truth serum, his response would be like, yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah, on purpose, for sure, by design. Yep. Yeah, we are. They know it. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows that killing a baby in the womb is murder. Everybody knows that illegal immigrants are bad for the community. Everybody knows that they're using them to try to destroy the demographics of America, install themselves as a one-party state. Everybody knows this. Everybody gets it. They get it. We get it. They're liars. We're not. That's the only difference. They have some ulterior motive for pretending they believe these things, or they're victims of relentless propaganda, and they're incapable of using their brain to get out of it. We'll be back on the other side with the second hour.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the AlexJonesStore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Open season on loyal, decent, hardworking, honorable folks. Open season because the trash knows it's being taken out. And so the trash is fighting for its political, cultural, and spiritual life. And its life is culturally ruling us.
Never before in American history had a president called for a crowd to come contest the counting of electoral votes by Congress or engaged in any effort designed to influence, delay, or obstruct the joint session of Congress in doing its work required by our Constitution and the Electoral Count Act.
I have an objection because 10 of the 29 electoral votes cast by Florida were cast by electors not lawfully certified because they violated Florida's prohibition against dual office holders.
The debate is out of order.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means.
They're telling you they're going to create civil war conditions and not let him be seated as the president. Everything they accused him of, they're now doing, showing their total desperation. This guy's father was a famous communist.
Last night, I was most worried about the Supreme Court's prospective imminent abdication of its very clear duty to disqualify Donald Trump from the ballot under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And what that might mean if their decision says that it's really up to Congress on January 6, 2025, to disqualify him at the counting of the Electoral College votes, which really could lead to something akin to civil war, if that's what the suggestion is, which is what I think I heard.
Jamie Raskin has the balls, and I'm sorry to be crass, he has the balls and the audacity to judge the Supreme Court as not having a very big workload. This is a congressman judging the Supreme Court. They don't hear that many cases. They don't have that much of a workload, so there's no reason why they didn't do their job. This is the most judgmental, disrespectful conduct to the Supreme Court justices imaginable. And when Trump goes out and criticizes a judge, it's insurrection through judicial insults. But when Jamie Raskin does it, when Jamie Raskin says it's going to be civil war conditions because we are not going to respect the outcome of the election, well, that's just fine because it's different, capital D, different Democrats. And remember, they said Donald Trump will never relinquish power if he ever gets reelected. He relinquished power the first time. They call him a Hitler-esque tyrant. He was banned from social media. They are accusing Trump of potentially doing, if he ever ascends to power, what they are predicting they are going to do right now. Donald Trump, if he ever gets back in power, he's going to persecute his political adversaries. He's going to put them in jail. That's literally what they are trying to do to him right now.
We're looking at perhaps the guiltiest president that there's ever been. The question is whether we're going to stand up and defend our constitutional order or we're going to let him get away with this. This president essentially has tried to pull the wool over America's eyes. But the defense of democracy begins with fidelity to the truth and the oversight Democrats, America's truth squad against this disinformation, is here today to set the record straight.
I'm here today because I'm a patriot and I'm a truth teller. We keep hearing from certain corners that our democracy is at risk and democracy is on the ballot in 24. Yet the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell
more lies. It all begins tomorrow. The real combat, the real campaign for who is going to own the future of America. This edition of Raskin the Traitor on InfoWars. We'll talk more about that in the next hour. Stay with us.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexshowstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
The power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The American Journal coming to you live this Monday morning, the day before Election Day. And really, it feels like Election Day is stretched out into Election Week in the same type of, you know, horse race mentality that usually happens on first Tuesday of November is instead stretched out for the week or two before. At this point, there's some very strange occurrences taking place, some showing that in early voting, Democrats have the lead in Texas. A lot of concern about the female vote, women outvoting men pretty significantly in this election. Over the weekend, there was a lot of concern about the state of Iowa, which was sort of seen as a not necessarily a lock for Trump, but certainly one that he had to and was likely going to win. Numbers in Iowa are not particularly friendly to Donald Trump, and reports on the ground say that's because of the abortion issue. Women are going out to vote for abortion. James Kirkpatrick on X today made the point, and I think he's exactly right, that if Roe versus Wade was never overturned, it would be a landslide like all 50 states for Trump. The fact that abortion became a topic in this election is because of Donald Trump's Supreme Court picks. And it's kind of the classic, like, no good deed goes unpunished, right? That Donald Trump, his actions, his choices for Supreme Court got Roe versus Wade overturned, which is what abortion activists would have wanted forever. And yet the abortion activists are against Trump because he's not actually focused on abortion and basically encouraging 30 plus million Christians not to vote because he doesn't sufficiently oppose abortion. He just sent it back to the states. Whereas it's also galvanized and activated the entirety of the Democratic ranks to get on this. It's absurd. It's completely absurd that the fate of our nation may be one of just total death and destruction and chaos because women want to kill their babies. It really is sick. It really, really is very, very sick. And we're going to get into a whole bunch of stuff in this hour, including Peanut the Squirrel, including a bombshell revelation that Daniel Penny, who is currently on trial for murder, may face life in prison, never actually killed the guy that he's accused of murdering. The man was alive and breathing with a heartbeat when he was handed off to police, only to later die. And yet, Daniel Penny is on trial right now. And we're also going to talk again more about the potential coup that the Democrats have planned in case Trump does win. But I want to take your calls on all of these topics. We'll go to as many as possible. Give us a call now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here on American Journal. Let's go here to clip number four, because we started this hour with the Bound report, the sedition of Raskin the traitor. It's not just Raskin. It's Raskin and Norm Eisen and Mark Elias and a number of other bigwigs in the Democratic Party who are putting things in place. And we covered the story last week, 175, you know, military people and media heads all got together and did sort of a election version of Event 201, where they planned out the response and planned out the coordinated efforts that would be taken should something like a contested election come up. Just like they held Event 201 a month before a disease broke out, exactly like they said it would. And just like in Event 201, I can pretty much guarantee you that the majority of the discussion taking place at the George Soros funded, you know, election violence simulation get togethers, almost all of it was about coordinating messaging in the media. If you watch Event 201, they don't talk about making vaccines. They don't talk about shutting down ports to limit transmission. They didn't talk about, you know, ulterior methods of killing the disease. They talked about messaging. They talked about how to get the mainstream media coordinated together and saying the same message. They talked about how to uplift and highlight the testimony of so-called experts that would support the system while demonizing and making practically illegal the opposing view. That's what they talk about, because they understand that it is an information war. And if you can control the messaging and control the information that people are hearing, then you control the battlefield. So let's go to clip number four here. This is Mike Binns being asked about this coup coordination planning group taking place. Let's watch.
I wanted to ask you about the election and the certification of the Electoral College. Detail what your prediction is and why you think that this will happen.
Well, my prediction is they're going to try it. November 5th, we've got the vote. January 6th, we have the certification of the vote. There's a group that are calling themselves the State Democracy Defenders. This is Norm Eisen, the legal hatchet man for all of this, the guy who drafted 10 articles of impeachment for Trump his first year in office. He's teamed up with Jamie Raskin. Jamie Raskin has said publicly that it doesn't matter who people vote for in November. It doesn't matter. Trump can win 350 electoral votes. It doesn't matter, because Congress, under Raskin's initiative, is going to not certify a Trump Electoral College victory, because they will cancel out the Electoral College votes. They'll nullify Donald Trump at the 11th hour, 2 weeks before inauguration, on January 6, 2025, by citing Article 3 of the 14th Amendment to argue that Trump is an insurrectionist, and so he's therefore disqualified from holding office.
Yeah, we know they're not just going to accept it quietly. We know they're not going to concede defeat, because as we've been discussing this show, they are relentless hypocrites. So obviously they're going to do the thing that they have been calling an insurrection by claiming that Trump was an insurrectionist to question the election, the thing that they are calling an insurrection. It's all very stupid, but it's the Democrats. So what do you expect? And also last week, we spent a long time telling you about Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State of Michigan, and the way that she has openly bragged that she and the other secretaries of state of the other swing states had been working together to destroy and, you know, coordinating to overwhelm the Republicans' attempts to have a fair election. This is what I would consider a criminal conspiracy. But she's still in office, and we're already seeing the fruits of their labor. And now, from the Washington Examiner, judges are saying Michigan's Secretary of State is a threat to democracy. For many voters, protecting democracy is a key issue in the 2024 election. And, of course, rhetoric and accusations are flying regardless of who the actual threat to democracy is. In light of, at times, misleading rhetoric, it's important to examine actual facts. There is one public official nationally who has been criticized by no fewer than three U.S. Court of Appeals judges in the past month for her actions subverting democracy, and that's Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Benson has had two separate complaints filed against her with the Michigan Bar in recent weeks, one from former Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, focused on Benson's dishonest court pleadings, and another from Michigan Republican Party Chairman Pete Hoekstra regarding Benson's large campaign contribution to Michigan Supreme Court Justice Kyra Bolden, and Bolden was considering a case against Benson at her court. Michigan Attorney Grievance Commission is reviewing those complaints, and Benson's defenders will no doubt rationalize them. Excuse me. By arguing that they're filed by Benson's partisan opponents, getting past the partisan back and forth is why it's so significant. When a senior judge from the Sixth Court of Appeals, David McKeegee, concluded in his judicial opinion that in defiance of the U.S. Constitution and state election law, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson manipulated the presidential ballot in Michigan. There has been consistent nonpartisan criticism of Benson's administration of elections, and I have personally been involved in three successful lawsuits in the past months that have resulted in multiple Michigan state judges forcing Benson to bring her instructions to local clerks and election officials into conformance with Michigan election law. Perhaps most egregious on that front is has been Benson's persistent efforts to undercut the verification of signatures on absentee ballots. Fortunately, courts consistently have stood up to her and told her the law must be followed and signatures verified. This is why I don't kid. And I've said forever, like, we've got to have something that's like attempted tyranny. Like, how do they just get away with it over and over and over again? So we're just constantly dealing with the same people doing the same fraudulent sort of things. And there's no punishment mechanism. So, you know, they just come in and, you know, whatever she does, this guy's writing about the three lawsuits they've had to file against her because she just arbitrarily changes the law. Changes the rules, instructs the people holding the elections to violate the law, and then the Republicans have to come in. First, they have to find out about it. Somebody has to report it. That has to get to the right person. That person has to file a case. The case has to go be argued in front of a judge. Finally, the decision is made. Yes, Benson is violating the law. She is trying to undercut the legitimacy of the elections. So her orders are revoked. The law is then followed. And they have to do this three different times in three separate cases. And she just does it again. She just keeps doing it. So, like, at what point does this person not get to be in charge anymore? When she's out there on camera, on national television, saying, and because this is what she's talking about, by the way, when she's sitting there going, yes, the six swing state secretaries of state and myself, we've all been coordinating behind the scenes to deal with the assaults against democracy that are happening, these lawfare attempts by Trump Republicans. Like, this is what they're talking about. They're coordinating and working together with their big money donors, with the, you know, high powered lawyers, all working together, law firms working together to undercut the legitimacy of the elections and then fight those out in court and waste time and money to just try to get them to just stop violating the law over and over and over again. It's infuriating. Benson's behavior towards former presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy is what caused the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Chad Riedler to say that, quote, without explanation and in violation of state law, Benson added Kennedy's name to the 2024 general election ballot. And the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Amal Thapar summed up that Benson's, quote, reinstatement of Kennedy on the ballot unconstitutionally compels Kennedy's speech and violates Michigan's own deadlines. It also forces Kennedy to be on the ballot for an office that he no longer intends to hold if he were to win. And it has the unfortunate result of misleading Michigan voters. Thapar notes that Benson's lawless behavior, quote, happens at a time when it's crucial for state governments to assure voters of the integrity of their elections. In the long history of losing candidates challenging the results of their election, four in the past six losing presidential candidates have done so. It's critical that voters have confidence in the integrity of their election administrators, which is difficult when, as McKeegee explained, quote, the case involves yet another attempt by a state election official to influence the upcoming presidential election by manipulating state election procedures. So, suffice it to say, long story short, we've got people in positions of power that have been placed there by design by a gigantic consortium of left-wing terrorist subversive elements with billions of dollars at their disposal to undermine American elections both nationally and at the local level, to interfere with and rig elections for their preferred candidates who all universally and as one violate the law, destroy the Constitution, impose their own will on the citizens, and completely disregard the genuine outcome of elections to instead just do what they want and what will benefit their so-called movement. So these people have to be punished. They have to go to jail They have to be made an example of, not just Jocelyn Benson and all of the secretaries of state who have clearly, deliberately, and in coordination conspired to undermine our elections, but also their funders, also the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, where all of these people got their start. Is that just a coincidence? All of these people start in exactly the same office, doing exactly the same job, and they're all funneled deliberately into positions as secretaries of state, not because they're the best qualified for the position, but because they are ready, willing, able, and proud about the fact that they can then use their position to rig the election for the Democrats. I mean, this is existential at this point. And so basically it's like either America dies, whatever you want to call it, our republic, our democracy, the ability of a people to govern themselves, of self-governance in whatever form that takes, that can just be eradicated. That'll be eradicated. That'll be gone. We'll be flooded by tens of millions of illegals. Lawlessness will just run rife, except, of course, unless you violate some arbitrary local regulation, in which case, you know, you have your door kicked in and a gun pointed at your face and the SWAT team destroying your entire home. Total anarcho-tyranny, that's one option. Or the other option is Jocelyn Benson spends the rest of her life as cellmates with Ghislaine Maxwell. Like, these are the options that we have. Either we make an example of these scumbags, these civilizational arsonists, these treasonous elements in our own government by punishing them to the full extent of the law for their openly admitted and well-documented crimes, or the criminals just run rampant and that's it for America and we're all on our own. And it's just like civil war at that point. So these are the options. I guess it's up to us. Let's go to your calls now. We've got Nicole in Florida. Nicole, thank you for calling in on the topic of abortion. It's the biggest topic, right? I mean, it's not actually a part of this presidential campaign. But if Trump loses, it will be because he actually successfully got the first anti-abortion measure put forward and by the federal government in decades. Nicole, thank you for calling in. What are your thoughts on this?
Hi, Harrison. It's so good to talk to you. Hi to the crew, everybody. We love InfoWars. I was just calling because I had some Harris campaign knockers come by my door yesterday, and so I decided to go ahead and talk to them and engage because I just wanted to hear their thoughts on the whole abortion issue with My Body, My Choice.
Hmm.
So, unfortunately, my son was injured by a vaccine when he was 4 months old, so we don't do that anymore, and we've learned a lot since then. So I asked them during COVID with My Body, My Choice, where were you then? Because you sure weren't helping us out with the whole My Body, My Choice issue.
Right.
And I told them about my son's vaccine injury, and they get kind of like snarky at first. They're like, well, what happened? And I'm like, well, his intestines folded in on himself and he almost died. And they're like, oh, well, what vaccine was it? And I'm like, okay, I'm telling you, like, this isn't the point. We're talking about My Body, My Choice, and you guys didn't support us then and we were demonized for it. So how can you sit here and say My Body, My Choice with this whole abortion issue? And you just kind of watch the blood drain out of their body and they just give you these blank stares and they don't really know what to say, and they just start talking more about abortion. So the other side of this is, unfortunately, I've also had to have a medical abortion with my daughter. At 16 weeks old, she was diagnosed with trisomy 13 and myopia X. It's a rare genetic condition that does cause her to die in utero. So I did have to have a life-saving medical abortion, and they were telling me that because of Trump's new laws that I wouldn't be able to have this abortion. And I said, absolutely not. You guys do not know what you're talking about. In case of life-saving things like this, it is necessary. And it's not all what you guys are about. And they don't really know what to say. They just kind of stare at you and just keep repeating the same talking lines, which is, you know, par for the course to these people. And, you know, it was just a very interesting interaction. And yeah, that was my experience with it.
Yeah, man, it's so typical. And good for you. I I wish Democrats would come and knock on my door. I would love to have a chance to query them on what they believe.
Yeah, and so I just started. So I started saying, if you guys want to know about more vaccines, you can go to ICANDecide.org. It's a great organization with, I think it's by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Del Bigtree might have put it together. I don't know. I'm huge fans of those. I'm loving the commercials with Alex and Del. Absolutely amazing. But yeah, once I start talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and vaccines, because we were talking about the vaccine issues, the lady just kept saying, well, I support vaccines and everything they've done. And I'm like, do you know the science behind it? And she's like, well, no, I really can't speak to that. And it's like, well, I encourage you to go look at the actual science, because she just kept saying, I believe the science, not knowing any of the science as I'm telling her about the science. It's just, it's mind numbing to me trying to have conversations with these people.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I wish I had some, you know, wisdom about this, but it's just, I mean, you get it. I get it. Like, we all get it. Like, these people are just insane. They don't actually believe anything. They're willing to say these slogans as if they mean something. They're waving signs that say freedom. They don't actually believe it. You know, I mean, they say my body, my choice, but they want you sent to a camp if you don't subject yourself to an experimental and completely ineffective shot. So, you know, it's like, what do you even say? These people are, I mean, they're dumb, but they're voting. Like, what do we do here? What do we do here, Nicole? I mean,
you're asking us to show our papers. Like, how fascist is that? Show us your vaccination. Like, what are you guys talking about? You're the fascist.
I know.
You know, like,
I know.
It's like, I'm like, want to just be like, you guys, like, we love you, but like, you're so dumb.
I know. And that's, I don't want to just call them dumb, but like,
I know, me neither. But it's like, what do you do?
But they are. So, like, what do you do? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's so funny that, like, you know, the number one talking point on the left is, like, these dumb Trump supporters. But, like, in every topic, with every single one of these things, they literally know nothing. They know nothing.
Right.
But somehow they've been convinced that by just, like, repeating the false talking points of their party, they actually are, like, more enlightened and more intelligent. And I guarantee you, you're exactly right. When you said that, you know, when you said my son was vaccine injured, what's going through their mind is like, this idiot, this stupid moron. Like,
right,
they're
right.
So dismissive.
Yeah.
When you're just like, you know, I lived through this. Like, we were at the hospital for a long time. But like, they can't even grant you the, you know, humanity of you actually
right.
knowing something that actually happened to you. They think they know more than you, even though they have no idea what you're talking about. It's, yeah, exhausting is the right word for it, Nicole. I think you said exhausting. That's right.
Yeah, and yeah, you're completely right about that, because it's like I tell them that my son had a vaccine injury, and it's just like they're like, they don't even think that's a real thing. It's absolutely a real thing. Like, there's millions of people that have, I mean, died from it. You can go see Vaxxed 3.
Yep.
It's a great movie to watch about the COVID vaccine. If you guys haven't seen it, I highly encourage everyone to see it.
Yep.
It's a, you know, that's, well, no, all look, about that.
Thank you so much for the call, Nicole. That was a great call, and we stayed on a little longer. I'm gonna try to speed through the phone calls in the next segment, but you know, it's just so illustrative of everything that we're dealing with, and it's like I was talking about last week with the mayor of New York and Anna Kasparian. It's like there's something about these people that, like, one of them will have a kid and they'll be vaccine injured, and then they'll wake up. It's gonna have to happen to them. I don't know why they can't just. Why they can't understand this stuff, but like, there's something in their mind that stops them from just realizing the truth until one day something catastrophic happens to them, and then they'll wake up.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Now, now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech. And we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic. I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJones.com. Naturals.com that's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands, you're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is the American Journal. We'll go out to your phone calls shortly. Let's talk just very briefly about Peanut the Squirrel. We're one day away. Tomorrow is election day. Most consequential election in my lifetime. I genuinely believe that after all the movement that has brought us so far on everything. I mean, just think about the world if Donald Trump had never stepped up in 2016. Think about if we had been forced to decide between Jeb Bush and Clinton. And think about all of the tyrannical measures that would have started years earlier. We would have been at war with Russia and Syria. She wanted a no-fly zone there. I mean, we would have been in World War III already years ago. I mean, you cannot imagine. At this point, it's like nationalism is on the rise. Populism is on the rise across the world. They're talking about taking fluoride out of the water. Vaccine injuries become a topic of conversation in the mainstream media. The trust of the liars has plummeted appropriately. All of this is because Donald Trump himself got involved. Without him, the movement is significantly weaker. This will be his last election one way or another, whether he wins or not. He's not going to be running again. It's the end of an era. which is one of the reasons why this decision is so important, not even mentioning all of the, you know, actual policies and decisions that will have to be made over the next 4 years. And yet, it comes down to abortion, a joke about Puerto Rico, and an executed squirrel. Yeah, the system sucks. The system sucks and is stupid, but it's the system that we have, so we have to win, my God. But it's not about a squirrel, is it? The squirrel is an icon, is a logo, is a mascot for what this really represents, which is anarcho-tyranny, which is that New York, as a state, is completely lawless in some regards. You've got tens of thousands of illegal immigrants selling children on the streets of New York City, living in camps hastily built in parks. I mean, it's just total ridiculous lawlessness. But if you have a pet squirrel without a license, the SWAT team is going to kick your door in and ransack your house. So it's not about the squirrel as much as it is a symbol of the total insanity of modern America. And again, you know, I think it's strangely powerful, this symbol. And I am seeing a lot of people who aren't really interested in politics picking up on this and making it political. And I see so many people going, why when a squirrel is killed by New York, like by the government, like why is the response immediately assumed to be right wing and that right wingers are jumping on this? And it's like, well, because everything bad is from the Democrats. Everything bad and evil is from the Democrats, and you people have no actual morality. You can't actually explain any of your positions on a moral basis. It's all arbitrary to you, and legality is your replacement for morality. So when we see an innocent pet squirrel named Peanut, who's been living with his owner for a long time, he's trained, he's well-behaved, he's better than any dog you can find on the same block, right? When he is picked up and gassed to death by the state, we in the right see this as an absurd overreach of a tyrannical government with inordinate authority and absolutely no checks to their usage of that power. And the leftists see a squirrel that broke the law and deserved it, essentially. That's the response you're getting. Well, but he didn't have a license, though. We didn't have a license for his squirrel, so kill the squirrel. I mean, this is crazy, especially considering the fact that you can get a pit bull without a license. You can get a killing machine that'll kill three people before you can put it down without a license. But a squirrel, well, that's a step too far. But again, it's not even about the squirrel. It's about what the squirrel represents, what the insane overreach of the government represents. This at the same time when murderers and rapists are being let out without even paying cash bail onto the streets to rape and murder again. This is how they're treating somebody with an unlicensed squirrel. Let's go to clip number two here.
The officer opened the back of the toilet to see if I was hiding something in there. That's to find a squirrel. Let somebody come in here and do this to your house. And keep it like this. I actually have broken soap bottles on the ground. I have a stain on my ground. This is to find a squirrel. This is to find a squirrel. This is to find a squirrel. You see that? That's that. See that? Do you see this, guys? You see that? You want to tell me that that's acceptable? This is the destruction that these people left in my house. So if you guys want to explain to me how this wouldn't devastate you, I have never been in trouble with the law whatsoever. There's another suitcase that came out of a closet. I don't have anything else to show you guys because the mind-blowing thing is the only places that they destroyed was my room. The only things they destroyed were my room. They raided my house for a squirrel and a raccoon.
So this is the world that we're building. And like, how many times have we seen stories about you know, murder taking place, and the murderer, it's like he's only 34 years old, and yet he has racked up 24 felony charges. Okay, so this guy has been in prison every other month for the last 10 years. And yet every time he's brought in front of a judge, it's this poor man, he's a victim of the system. And you don't do it again, okay? And he's just covered in blood. It's like an ear hanging out of his mouth. He's just like, but I live to kill. And they're like, that's fine, you sweetheart. But you get out there and, you know, here's some extra money. We think it's because you don't have enough money. So here's extra money. And also, we're not going to charge you for the shoplifting or the breaking and entering or any of that other, you know, non-crime stuff. So you get out there and you be the best you can be. He's just like stabbing the bailiff while she's saying it. So that's how you treat actual criminals. And you've got a guy who's never had a criminal charge in his life, never been arrested, never gotten a speeding ticket. And they're kicking his door down and putting a gun in his face and dragging he and his girlfriend outside and putting him in handcuffs, and ransacking his entire house. Where's the squirrel? Tell us where the squirrel is. So this is anarcho-tyranny. This is madness. And I thought this was put well by Josh Brooks on X. Imagine 10 armed agents of the state walk into your house, detain you and your significant other outside your home, question you like a common criminal, euthanize your pets based on an anonymous complaint after tossing your entire house. Yeah, it's not about the squirrel. It's not about the squirrel. And then you get, you know, after you're abused and assaulted by the state, you go online to learn about how, you know, some serial rapist was let out without bail, only to murder his 12-year-old victim. And it's just like, well, maybe that's what the SWAT team should have been doing instead of assaulting me. So this, you know, again, it's a silly squirrel meme, but it's not. It's about the fate of our country and who we are as a people and what our government spends its our precious time and resources doing. Let's go now out to your calls. Tim in California. It's called in about some pretty dismal job numbers coming out recently. Go ahead, Tim. You're on the air.
Yeah, but just remember, Bill Gates released untold billions or trillions of the world's deadliest creatures with impunity. You know, mosquitoes, the world's deadliest creatures, kills more things than anything on Earth. He's got whole factories and farms that make these things all day long, every day, so they can release them in helicopters. Now we got all kinds of mutation stuff. But anyways, that's not what I called about. But it's just showing you, hey, it gets crazy.
Yeah. He's a philanthropist, yeah. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Helping us all out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I called about is Bidenomics. It's working. Okay, Bidenomics, it's working. It's working. Okay, Bidenomics, it's working. Everyone just sober up, because 12,000 jobs divided by 50 states. Okay, and that's 1 month in numbers. Then you divide that by 30 days equals 8 jobs per day per state. And I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute, man. When I was a kid in Detroit, I remember, man, just tens of thousands of people lined up every day to get into all the jobs that were available. If you could show up with a pair of work boots and ready to go, you got a job.
That's a little different now. Yeah. Detroit went down a different path after you were a child,
yeah.
Tim. So tell us about it.
Yeah.
I saw this headline. It's like the expected numbers were over, you know, they expected 100,000 jobs to be created and it was 10,000. Mm-hmm. They missed their job. They missed their, you know, goal by 90%. They got 1/10 of what they wanted. It's working. But, you know, Tim, I'm talking to a lot of like people that are in business or trying to get loans or trying to expand their company. And for the last like month, nobody has gotten investment. Everybody with money is just waiting. They're waiting for the outcome of the election before they put any money anywhere. So the economy is basically stalled out, because everybody knows Kamala Harris gets in, your investment's no good. So they're not making any investments so they can be sure that Donald Trump is in office before they actually create jobs in this country. But is that right, Tim? They expected 100,000 and only got about 10,000 jobs created this month.
They thought it was going to be 113, and it turned out to be 12. And by the way, this is before they downgraded. They've downgraded all their numbers. And by the way, we lost 45,000 manufacturing jobs, and we lost 15,000 retail jobs, and they don't even want to talk about that. I mean, it's one of these – what's happening is we're moving from recession into stagflation.
Mm.
It's getting worse. And they don't want to talk about that. But if it does happen, they're happy to hand it off to Trump when he wins. It's like,
exactly.
Here you go, buddy.
Exactly.
That's where you enjoy that.
100%. And that's what we're going to talk with Kirk Elliott about, because that's one of their biggest – the biggest cards they have yet to play, the biggest levers they have yet to pull is let Trump get into office and collapse the economy and blame it on him. It's what they're planning. It's one of the many things they're planning. They've got a lot of plan Bs in place. Plan A, rig the election, get Kamala elected. Plan B, C, D, E, F, and G are all just like civil war, crash the economy, start World War III with Iran, false flag attack. They got a lot of cards left to play. And again, we'll get into the economic designs with Kirk Elliott in the third hour of this show. Thanks for the call, Tim. Brilliant, as always. Let's go to Boris in Iowa now. Boris, your state is looking like it's going blue unexpectedly. What do you know, Boris? You're on the air.
Oh, thank you, Harris. So my state is traditionally blue during presidential elections, and that's because we have a massive healthcare industry here. I myself am an ambulance driver. My whole family, they're all nurses, and we have a teacher in the family too. But, I mean, they've been targeting our state with specifically advertisements with a nurse in a hospital setting saying, don't vote Trump. He's bad for Iowa, you know, and they're targeting us because we're a healthcare state. We have most hospitals. Iowa City's got the premier hospital for cancer patients treatment, and we have a huge population of retirement homes. So we have nurses everywhere. So it's very much targeting nurses, and my whole family's conservative. And I know of a couple of nursing facilities where they won't be harvesting ballots this year, but that's what they do.
So you think it's that's why they've been messaging so hard in Iowa and why it seems to be, well, and this was a big controversial thing because some people were saying the poll wasn't valid, other people saying it's devastating, basically that Iowa's shifted very heavily towards Kamala Harris, people saying that's an abortion issue and women voting way, way outpacing men's voting. You think it also has something to do with the healthcare messaging? It's been hyper-focused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. They hyper-focus healthcare because, like I said, we're a healthcare state. That's our main industry, our main moneymaker. But we also have to think about the fact that they probably are polling the people that work at those same institutions. They know where the Democrats are in the state. You go down my street, you're going to see Trump signs for days.
Mm.
So, and there's a lot of people who are Democrat that have come up to me like, who should I vote for? I go, well, think about, here's some things. I don't tell them I'm voting for Trump, but I go, here's some ideas. Here's some strong points. They're like, Kamala has none of those things.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah. So, you know, these people, if we're not shouting them down on the street and we're, you know, treating our neighbors with respect and love, and we're talking to them in a way to help them think about the things that they need, they might just stand in that ballot box on election day and go have that turn of conscience and be like, I need to vote for Trump. So that's how we're doing it in the healthcare industry. We're just trying our best to talk to our coworkers in a way that doesn't get us fired.
Right. Right.
And turn hearts and minds.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call, Boris. Yeah. It's extremely interesting. And I don't want to go off on a tangent right now because I want to get on into more calls, but you know, they're really pushing this idea that, and they've been pushing it since the debate. I think we've talked about it enough. The idea that, you know, women are dying because they're not being given access to abortion. But the irony of this is that all of the laws passed, every law that I've been able to identify, especially the ones in the states where these deaths are occurring, they very explicitly say, like, well, you know, any procedure is allowed to save the life of the mother, even ones that would otherwise be considered abortions, ectopic pregnancies, those sorts of things. You're allowed to save the mother. Like, there's no issue with that. But the doctors are listening to the Democrats, and the Democrats are telling them, oh, the Republicans are going to throw you in jail if you perform these operations. So when somebody comes in, like the woman in Georgia who took an abortion pill and had an adverse reaction and needed medical attention and didn't get it for like 20 hours because the doctors were nervous about operating on her because they thought they'd be arrested, even though there was no reason to think that. The procedure was perfectly legal, but the Democrats are running ads going, doctors will be put in jail for performing this. So
it's the Democrat fear-mongering about the laws that has the doctors misinterpreting them and thinking that they're going to get in trouble for performing procedures, so they delay them, and so people die, and so then Democrats point to that and go, ha-ha, see, it's because Republicans. But Republicans never made the procedure illegal. The Democrats lie about it and fear-monger and make people think that they can't get the that they can't perform the procedure. So it's, again, just total inversion. I guess we should be used to it by now. Let's go to Aaron in Louisiana. Aaron, thanks for the call, Boris. Aaron, you want to talk about abortion as a single issue as well. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, just an observation about the early voting numbers we're seeing in Louisiana and then something about abortion. So we're seeing a 14-point swing from men to women as far as the early voting. That's 43% men and 57% women. And if you just look at Republican versus Democrat, it would be encouraging. But I would say, you know, we can't assume that these women who are voting registered Republicans are voting Republican. Mm-hmm. I talked to a sheriff's deputy who was working the election, and he said that he's seen more young people, more college-age girls voting than he's ever seen, which is concerning to me because it makes me think that they're getting out there, getting registered to vote because they want to, quote unquote, you know, vote for abortion, which leads me to the next issue, and that is, these people who are making this their primary concern for this election cycle, it's not even a concern. I mean, it's the most petty thing because abortion is still legal in a lot of the country. So mm-hmm. What they need to realize is that they're not voting for abortion. They're really voting for not having to be bothered to potentially be inconvenienced to drive out of state to kill their baby.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you can still do it, but you may have to get in a car and take a trip. So it's like, okay, you're willing to hand the keys of the country over to this person who's clearly incompetent, all because you don't want to maybe have to drive out of state.
Yeah, well, you know, if they have to drive 2 hours to get an abortion, I mean, that's you're talking about, you know, practically back in Nazi Germany. I mean, that this is the freedom that they're hungry for, the freedom to not be inconvenienced as they get an abortion. It's not about the abortion anymore. It's about whether it's got a drive-through version or not. No, you're right. You're exactly right. And it's so stupid. It's so stupid that this is what the election hinges on. It's very infuriating. Thank you for the call, Aaron. And again, I don't. The election's tomorrow. I don't know what to make of anything. Aaron, I totally believe him. He's telling me that, you know, he's hearing that a lot of young women are voting, but I was seeing a poll today that the early votes are skewing way towards the elderly and the young people are not showing up to vote this year. So everything is contradictory at this point. And I wonder if we'll ever get any clarity or if it'll be a repeat of 2020 where just total lawlessness reigns. Mr. Process in St. Louis wants to talk about election 2024. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I was, I want to kind of ease everyone's worries about the election going on now because, it's a process and it wouldn't be much of an election if it wasn't a real tight race. You know, it has to be a race and part of it being a good game and a good competition for virility of a country to have it competitive. So I think overall it's kind of a good thing that more people are getting involved in politics because, you know, back in the day, even just 10, 20 years ago, it wasn't very popular and still isn't super popular and getting more popular because issues like abortion and obviously the prices at the grocery store and wars and everything are kind of pushing the normies into the political realm. So I think overall this is a good thing for us because we rely on the truth. And as long as we stick to our guns and our common sense policies of normality, I think we're going to be pretty much okay no matter what. What do you think?
Wow, what a white pill for us, Mr. Process.
I try for you.
Look, I was about to say we'll be fine either way, but it's almost like we'll either be fine either way or we'll be screwed either way. You know, the presidential election, it might change what color our future dystopia is, but we're so very clearly heading in that direction. Again, we've said a million times, Donald Trump's not going to solve everything. It is a beachhead. And
The only reason I would sort of pour some water on your parade, Mr. Process, is the fact that I thought the same thing after 2016. I thought, okay, we've been in this situation where the government has acted totally freely and without oversight, essentially, from what is supposed to act as their check, which is the free press. I thought, you know what? One good thing's going to come out of the Trump election. The media is finally going to start, you know, holding the government's feet to the fire. If that's what it takes, great. You know, because George Bush and Barack Obama got to bomb U.S. citizens overseas and got to start wars, got to do all this stuff. And the media clapped along with it. And I thought maybe now that Trump is in office, they'll actually start to scrutinize what the government's doing. And in a roundabout way, the media will actually fulfill its role that's supposed to fulfill. How foolish of me, right? How foolish of me, because, of course, they just make everything worse and double down on their insanity. So, I don't know. I sort of had a similar feeling after 2016, but I think it really just it just ramps up both sides, and the left is getting even more insane, and the right wingers have to go even harder against them. But I do think you're right in that in the general arc of history, we're on the right side and that things are moving towards us, and that the more revelation happens, right? It's a snowball effect, that the more people know about the truth, the more they talk about it, and the more people that talk about it, the more people hear about it, the more people wake up. And so we're on the right trajectory overall. You know, it's like watching a stock market, and it's like overall, if you zoom out to the year over year, it's a very clear upward trajectory. But if you zoom in to a month by month or even a year by year, you know, or day by day basis, there's a lot of ups and downs in whether the awakening is on or not. But I do think we're in the general right direction. The tide is shifting. The tide is turning. Populism is awakening. Just depends on whether they can slam that jail door shut in time to keep us in, or whether we can recognize what they're trying to do and escape before they throw the bar down. We're going to take more of your calls on the other side. In the second half of the next hour, we'll be joined by Kirk Elliott, and we'll talk about the potentiality of depression and economic warfare against Trump once he's in office. But more phone calls on the other side. I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Support us, because this may be the 2024 election coverage, but it's also the last full week InfoWars may be on the air. God willing, we'll continue, but we're setting up alternatives in the process. In the meantime, stay with us, thealexjonesstore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
We are living in very, very scary times.
And a woman has been arrested by Cheshire Police in relation to an inaccurate information on social media.
Today, some other people have been given whopping great big terms in prison for social media posts.
I guarantee you will regret taking part in this disorder, whether directly or those whipping up this action online.
Scotland's new hate crime laws have come into force. Some people could be investigated by police if they misgender someone online.
How many people do you think were arrested in Britain for things they said on social media last year?
I have no idea.
3,300.
Really?
Police will be the source of truth and not social media.
The US is a tough one because, you know, we have the notion of the First Amendment.
There are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrent.
If people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick and, you know, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block. It's really hard to govern today.
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways.
The First Amendment is not absolute. It does not protect any single thing anyone says. And there are limits, and that's important. And what this committee has been trying to do for the last year and a half is to chill the federal government from monitoring what is going on social media.
And pretend that they know what our founding fathers meant when they drafted the Constitution. I use the word pretend because who the heck would know?
Choices that were made in adapting the Constitution have come to haunt us. Isn't it time to start thinking of a new Constitution?
Founders in 1787, if they came back in 2024, the first thing they would say, I think, is, you know, our system did not work. What happened?
And how do you balance free speech and versus crazy stuff that, you know, got people not to take vaccines, for example?
Right. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation.
Musk is sort of trying to pretend sort of freedom of speech is an absolute right. It's never been an absolute right.
Moderation is a propaganda word for censorship.
They want Elon Musk gone, X turned off, and freedom of speech stamped out.
Brazilian Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes instructed X to crack down on users accused of spreading misinformation. In his decision, Moraes said, quote, X shall refrain from disobeying any court order already issued.
Elon Musk really showing contempt for the government and its approach on this issue. What's your take?
He has absolutely no social conscience. Someone like that should be in jail and the key be thrown away. That bloke should not have a right to be out there on his own ideology platform.
This bloke thinks he's above the law and above common decency. This shouldn't be a matter of the law. It should be a matter of people doing the right thing.
To provide users with corrections to disinformation and misinformation. And Mr. Musk, you obviously don't know what I'm made of.
The privilege of using those words in that way should probably be taken from him.
Because some people in your crowd thought they might have been shadow banned by Facebook. I mean, for God's sakes!
This is the third election in a row in which Russia has tried to interfere, yeah, to try to get Trump into the White House.
He's also got a brand new, very, very powerful tool, which is Elon Musk and X. We have Elon Musk talking directly to the Kremlin.
This is a matter of corporate responsibility. Twitter should be held accountable and shut down that site. It is a matter of safety and corporate accountability.
Deep fakes and manipulation of elections, that hurts democracy, and we think this law is sound and will be upheld in the courts.
So we are regularly making sure social media platforms are aware of the latest narratives. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others providing misinformation out there.
Yeah, when they tell you what they're going to do, folks, it's best to believe it. They are planning and coordinating on an international level to eliminate the very concept of free speech, amongst other, you know, core concepts of the foundation of Western civilization. Free speech is not American, by the way. We codified it in our Constitution, but that grew out of English common law.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, murdered out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like murdered out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexshowstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again murdered out, and we've got the Save the Frogs over 50 designs all at thealexshowstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexshowstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Still just, it's like any new revelation about how insecure our election system is, it always hit like it's the first time that you're seeing this. Because you just read things like this from Election Wizard on X. Political advertisers for a Republican congressman from New Jersey in a close race were reportedly dumped in the trash by a postal worker at a supermarket in Pennsylvania. The incident was captured on surveillance video, and USPS is investigating. This is the thing. This is what we're up against. Like we said, I mean, if you're convinced that you're stopping Hitler from coming into power, you know, maybe you're a postal worker and you have a bunch of mailers that are trying to get Republicans out to vote. Yeah, maybe you dump them in the trash. I mean, it's a crime, sure. It's a federal offense, yeah. But, you know, you're probably not going to get caught. And who's to say, you know, where these things went? It's a small act of resistance, right? It's what you're supposed to do. It's what they told you that your job is. It's just absolutely everywhere. So just think about the people that care enough to volunteer and go work as a Democratic operative behind the scenes. This is just some random mailman. He's out there committing federal crimes just to potentially lessen Republicans getting spam mail about their candidate. What do you think they'd be willing to do in the back rooms without any oversight, as they are doing and getting in trouble for, but nothing's happening when they're working over the weekend without any poll watchers to bring in hundreds of thousands of supposedly mailed-in ballots. Nothing is done about it. Breaking electoral news, it looks like Elon's PAC America is going to be busing PA Republicans to the polls on Tuesday, much like the Pennsylvania Democrats did in 2022 for Fetterman. Dems will likely be busing their own voters as well, but the fact that GOP has responded is big. I saw this posted, and whoever posted it did so with the comment, you know, the right wing finally has its George Soros. It's a start. It's certainly a start. You know, thank God for Elon Musk putting everything on the line, doing what he's doing to try to get Trump elected. And he is working and working to counteract just some of the George Soros effect. But remember, for every George Soros, there's 10 other unnamed billionaires doing exactly the same thing, and sometimes with even more money. And, of course, Elon Musk pointed this out as well, as somebody on CNN or something was saying, how, you know, this billionaire being involved in politics is terrible. And he's like, well, they never seem to complain about George Soros, who gives 10 times more than me. And he didn't even mention Mark Zuckerberg, who helped to rig the election in 2020, admittedly, with $400 million. So, yeah, Trump's got one billionaire on his side. Good for him. The sad part is that there are like thousands of millionaires and billionaires out there that are diehard Trump supporters and that do absolutely nothing, or at least absolutely nothing effective, to counteract the Democrat machine in the same way. It's a story as old as our country, really. Kyle Becker put this out, says, let's recap the 2020 election so far. So, yes, we are one day away from Election Day, but with this brave new world, this newly installed mail-in ballot procedures, things are a little bit different. Here's how some of the counties are doing in these swing states. After all, this whole election does come down to a small number of critical swing states and a few counties within those swing states. Fulton County, Georgia, illegally counted ballots over the weekend before letting GOP observers in. In Maricopa County, 40,000 damaged voter registrations were dumped at the deadline, projected huge spike in provisional ballots. Bucks County, Pennsylvania, sought to disenfranchise GOP voters by denying access to ballots. They lost a lawsuit and were first forced to extend their voting period, although some people are still being forced to wait in line for hours and hours to cast their vote. Philadelphia County, Pennsylvania, Harris staffers were caught on video handing out pizza and signs at polling places in possible violation of PA state law. In Wayne County, Michigan, RNC chair had to ensure that thousands of duplicate ballots reported in a glitch would not be counted. American elections are a disgrace. If Trump wins the election, his first mission should be to restore free and honest elections in this country. Or maybe just do away with them altogether. I don't know. Trump for emperor. Weird ballot shenanigans happening in Kentucky, according to libs of TikTok. If your ballot has any markings on any other boxes, make sure to ask for a new ballot or it could potentially be deemed inadmissible. And this has to do with this tiny dot that happens to be printed in the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz selection. It says, voters, I saw this yesterday. Look closely at your ballot. If it has a small dot in the Kamala box, take a pic of it and ask for another one. Any other box filled in will be void. So I guess by having this like dot in this ballot, it essentially means that if you vote for Kamala Harris, your vote will be counted. If you vote for anybody else, it will be marked as it will be void. It will be undone because according to the machine, it looks like you marked two boxes, so it just won't count it. Now, if you vote for Kamala, and that's the box with the dot, then it'll count. But maybe it's an accident. I mean, maybe it's another one of these coincidences that happens to always contribute to the Democrats. Maybe it's a coincidence. It's not, though, but it's not, actually. Out to your phone calls once again. We've got Brett in Pennsylvania next in line. Go ahead, Brett. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Long time no talk.
How you doing?
Been better.
Yeah.
So very brief background. I grew up in a family that knew about the New World Order. Not a single member of my family got jabbed. Since 6 years old, I've been fully conscious of it. Since 11 years old, I've been a highly active participant in the information board.
Excellent.
A lone man on a soapbox. Over a quarter of a century, I have woken up at least 1,000 people. And the great awakening I can attest to is absolutely here. The work that people like myself and yourself and Alex and so many others have worked for is happening, but we are about 5 seconds to midnight. So in the current situation I see ourselves in, I'm sure you know about the DOD directive.
Yes.
That was recently leaked. So I don't think it really matters at this point, because I think if Trump somehow manages to overcome the 1,000 different vectors of fraud that are going into this election cycle and manages to become president, the CIA or some other nefarious organization will do a terrorist attack disguised as MAGA, blame it on MAGA as an excuse to declare martial law. If Harris wins, what will happen. If Trump wins, liberals will lose their minds and start burning the cities down like they did in 2020,
mm-hmm.
and they'll get martial law. So either way, I think they're going to get the chaos that they want so that they can clamp down. So,
yeah. That's certainly what they're planning on. Again, I the only silver lining that I see to this is that everything that they're putting in place is a weapon that can be turned against them. And it's up to Republicans to have the fortitude to actually fight fire with fire. But this is like the whole reason why you're not supposed to implement these things. Because like, yeah, sure, you might want to be able to censor what you call disinformation. You might want to be able to send the military after your political enemies while you're in power. But now you've set the precedent. And if you lose the next election, the weapon you just manufactured is now in the hands of your enemies and can be turned on you. And that's why for 200 years of American history, we didn't do this sort of thing, because it's obvious that what a bad feedback loop this represents. The Democrats have decided that doesn't matter anymore. They're just going to do it. They're just going to impose all of these things and give them, award themselves all of these new abilities. And it's really up to Republicans not just win this election, but then turn the cannons on the people who built them. I mean, if they want, to call things misinformation, well, I guess it'll be illegal to talk about trans kids anymore like that. And I don't want it to be that way, but it's like, what's the option? Only one side is playing with these rules and the other side is sticking very respectfully to the rules that aren't in play anymore. I mean, it's not really an opportunity. So,
very good. No, those are very good points, Stan, but actually kind of like goes back to some of what the earlier callers were saying. Like if Trump would manage to get in and get into office, well, I mean, you mean just get to the president-elect. They're saying they're going to refuse to certify him. They have the whole collapse of the economy with a myriad of other things that they can utilize once he's in office and blame him for it. So, like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the country for a couple months and just kind of see what happens.
Well, I don't blame you for that. Thanks for the call, Brett. Thanks for all the work that you do, sir. And it's true. One person can wake up 1,000. And guess what? All of those 1,000 people can wake up another 1,000. It really is just about us taking on this mission and treating it with the seriousness it deserves. And we can turn this thing around. I believe that the Great Awakening is on. I firmly believe that. And just out of the videos that we've seen over the last several months of people who there have been so many situations that lead to awakening. COVID obviously was a gigantic one. So many people woke up from that. Gaza has been a huge eye-opener for people to start asking questions about things that they just took as true by assumption or by trusting what they've heard for years. It's happening. The ball is rolling. The cat is out of the bag. People get what's going on now. And it's why the left is so frantically trying to get into place censorship and all this other stuff, because they can see where the tide is turning and they are desperate to stop it. Thanks for the call, Brett. Let's go to Tom in Michigan now about how to audit the vote. I don't think it's possible, Tom. I mean, but we can't even stop illegals from voting in our election. The Chinese guy that voted in Michigan, they're like, yeah, he was arrested and he's been charged, but his vote still counts for some reason. This is nonsense, but what are your thoughts on how to audit the vote, Tom?
Well, I think the best way to do it is just go back to the old paper ballots like we did when I was, first voting when I started way back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is I think that we all need to just take a picture of our ballot before and after. That way we have a copy of it and we can kind of, have a way to fight back with it. And I'm glad that we're finally woken up. I brought this up to you in 2000 and one, and I'm glad to see that it's finally taken hold.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's one of the problems that we face here is that the solution to these issues is not difficult. Like, people act, I'm not saying you're doing this, Tom, but, people act like we need to invent some new way. Like, well, it's like there's some problem that we're having to solve. Like, there's no problem. They're just creating problems. They're creating mail-in ballots that cause all of these host of issues. We can just not do that. We can just not have mail-in ballots. It's very simple. No more mail-in ballots. Problem solved. Like that, it really is that simple. Mail-in ballots didn't exist as a mass way to vote in America before 2020, and was only imposed in 2020 on the basis of COVID lockdowns and not being able to get to the polls. So there's no reason to have mail-in ballots. We've never had mail-in ballots before 4 years ago. Why do we have them now? We shouldn't. We just shouldn't have them. It's very simple. If we want to come up with other ways to do it, there's an infinite number of ways to make voting more secure. Blockchain would be one of them. I think having some sort of financial aspect to it would be another. I mean, obviously they would, screech voter suppression, but would it really be that burdensome on American citizens if they had to, pay a dollar? If they had to pay a dollar to vote, would you not then at least have a parallel record, a financial record that can be audited and compared to the voting record? I don't know. Something like that. There are a million different ways to do it. But yeah, the most secure way would be to do elections like they do them in third world countries that are having elections for the first time. It's ink on your thumb. You vote that way. you then not only have, you know, ink that doesn't wash off, so you can't vote multiple times, but you can actually scan the thumbprints and compare them to all the other thumbprint scans to see if any of them match. It doesn't have to be identified. You don't have to say this, here's a person with their, and this is their thumbprint. You just have to go, is this, does this thumbprint match any other thumbprints? Oh, look, you have 10 valids, all the same thumbprint. They're all invalid. Like, there's so many ways to make this simple and secure. The fact that it's not is because it's on purpose. It's by design. So they don't want it to be safe. They don't want it to be secure. There's another thing that Joe Rogan and Fetterman talked about, or was it them who was talking about it? There's a clip that was going around. I saw posted a whole bunch where, they're saying that same thing where it's like, the only reason you wouldn't have voter ID is so you can cheat. That's it. It's the only reason. There's no other legitimate concerns about having an ID to vote. It's, you only support that if you are going to use it to cheat. That's it. That's all. It's the only reason. Thank you for the call, Tom. Let's go to Mark in Kansas now. Another possibility for the powers that be to throw a wrench in the workings of humanity following Election Day. Thanks for calling in, Mark. You're on the air. World War III. Go ahead.
Hey, Harrison. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I've been listening to Alex since back when you could YouTube him and not have filters on and not find him. But
the good old days.
Yeah. But no, if Kamala was to get in, World War III seemed kind of inevitable. So, like, what would the pros be? I know there's a lot of cons, but is there any pros that could come out of that?
I could come up with some. Yeah, probably. I mean, I've said before, only half jokingly, that, like, I wish they would implement the draft, because then you'd force people to pick who they want to fight, what they want to fight for. You can either be sent by the government overseas to fight someone you've never met and have no problem with for nothing that benefits you, or you can fight the government that's trying to take you there. So I don't know. I mean, if they launch World War III, if they try to do a draft and draft a bunch of young men, like, those young men are probably just going to join up in militias and be like, you want us to fight for you, come and get it, right? So I don't know. It could be a positive. The problem is World War III is likely going to be a nuclear war. So in that case, no, I don't see any positives. I don't. Unless you're, you know, Dr. Strangelove, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. Unless you have a, pre-established underground bunker under a mountain somewhere, and you'll come out after the radiation poisoning is decreased. Sure, it might be positive then. No, I don't see any positives other than that. Yeah, maybe that would be something that could bring Americans together. Maybe we can stop screeching at each other about abortion when it's all of our lives on the line and we're all going to World War III for, like, an indeterminate reason. They won't even tell us what we're doing in Ukraine or why it's necessary for us to have our entire Navy positioned just off the coast of Israel. Like, yeah, maybe this is something we can come together on and go, hey, we'll put all of our other differences to the side. Let's get rid of the regime that's trying to kill us all first. I wish we could just do that without World War III, but maybe that's what it's going to take. But I don't know, Mark. Thank you so much for the call. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Rack Attack in Pennsylvania now about the psyops and gaslighting. Go ahead, Rack Attack. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. 22-year listener here of InfoWars. I'd like to thank Alex Jones for being a Paul Revere times 1,000 American hero is what he should be going down as.
Amen.
Not getting sued all over the place. And I'd like to thank everybody at InfoWars for waking me up and keeping me informed. The only real news out there. Psychological, they say that there's no election interference. But for the last 9 years, the mainstream media, including apps on your phone or wherever, just the mainstream media, it's all anti-Trump rhetoric. It's constant.
Mm-hmm.
That's psychological operations being played upon the American people. Social engineering. You go to some of these news apps, there's like 3 or 4 different highly pushed news apps. And if you go to the comment section, you see all the negative anti-Trump stuff atop with lots of votes and stuff like that. Anything pro-Trump, they push towards the bottom. And I wouldn't doubt a lot of those are social engineering bots posting those comments because they never answer back. If you disagree with them, they don't answer back.
Right.
Censorship, same thing. Shadow banning, the heck, they even banned Trump off Twitter. I mean, the social engineering, psychological operations that they've been doing for the last 9 years intensely
is that's election interference.
Mm.
So how could they even possibly say there's no election interference? My family is really my girlfriend's family. I have no blood family left, but they're all leftists. And one of them in particular, just to take an example, only listens to mainstream media stuff. And you would swear that the person thinks it's the second coming of Hitler times a thousand.
Right.
That's what this social engineering and psychological operations in the news has done to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got the demonization of the word conspiracy theorist, the phrase conspiracy theorist, via the CIA dispatch 1035-960.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps people from looking into anything, and nobody wants to, you know, they're ASH conformity, A-S-C-H conformity. They don't want to look into anything that might put them outside the crowd, so they will never investigate anything, 9-11 or whatever it may be. They won't investigate. They won't question. If you try to talk to them about it, they get irate. They get combative. They won't go into anything.
Right.
And that goes right along with what Obama did when he was in office. Got rid of the Smith-Mundt Act, which prevented the government from using propaganda against its citizenry. Now, why would he do that? My opinion is he did it in preparation for everything that you saw for the last 9 years.
No, you're exactly right. Psychological operations is exactly how to denote like everything that we've seen go on. And again, it's not. You're right. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's just conspiracy. Right. Event 201 might be the best example. It was happening in secret. It was a design. It was designed to manage the psychological response to the stimuli of a novel new virus. That this is what it looks like. This is what it is. It's like has never been more clear. If you can't see it now for what it is, if you can't recognize it's right in front of your face, I don't know if I can tell you any straighter. They hold simulations where they plan out what they're about to do and how to manage the response through the media, and then they do it. So this is a conspiracy. It's a psychological operation. And we are all victims of it. Thank you so much for the call, Rack Attack. Let's go to Mitch in Massachusetts. We got 1 minute left. Before we welcome Kirk Elliott, Mitch, you're on the air about the windmills in the ocean. What's up with this, sir?
Hey, Harrison, I just want to let you know that they're trying to tear the ocean down, and they're trying to get everyone off it, and they don't want anyone seeing what's going on. They're using these very powerful sonar machines to scan the bottom of the ocean to drive tile, and they're not just killing whales like Trump was saying on Joe Rogan. Or they're not just killing birds, they're also killing whales, and
yep.
They have designs for floating windmills, and they have articles speaking about putting nets off the bottom of the floating windmills to fish off them. And all they want to do is, it's a big protein, the protein thing. They're coming after our protein, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's about protein and energy, and it's an all-out attack against us. And if Trump doesn't get in, I mean, all we can do is vote. If they can't steal it, hopefully they can't, and he gets in. But if he does, we're done.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Just beside all of the, you know, policies that we talked about, abortion or even war, things like that, like on top of that are the Chinese fishing fleets that are destroying entire, you know, swaths of the ocean, killing everything, and then moving on to the next. The windmills, the green energy, the climate scam that's seeking to shut down farms and force you to eat bugs, and the social credit score and the digital ID. I mean, all of that is at play here. Trump's not going to stop all of it. It's not up to him. We can't rely on him alone to do all of this. But he is the beachhead that we need to operate from and to defeat this anti-human agenda. We'll be right back with Kirk Elliott.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
listen, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, I thank you for your support.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, and ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Joining me in studio is Dr. Kirk Elliott. Dr. Elliott has been safeguarding clients' assets with precious metals for over 21 years. His firm, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, serves over 18,000 clients all over the world and in every state, and has reallocated billions of client assets into precious metals. You can visit their website at kepm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900. That's 720-605-3900. Mr. Elliott, Dr. Elliott, thank you so much for joining us once again.
You bet. It's great to be with you.
It's great to be with you. We're on the eve of something. Something's going to happen tomorrow one way or another. We've had a lot of callers, and I've sort of talked about a little bit the threat of economic destruction following a Trump election, or what would happen following a Kamala election. A lot of people very tentative about the future right now. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing an economic fallout either way. Not, but take this with a grain of salt. If Kamala gets in, which I don't think that she will.
Knock on wood. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hope and pray not. Her policies of absolute economic destruction would ravage America. Mm. She wants to increase capital gains taxes. She wants to have a 25% unrealized capital gains tax. I mean, this is insane. She wants to keep spending money, $25,000 for brand new home purchases. Where is that money going to come from? We don't know. But whenever you have lowering wages, rising inflation, rising interest rates to slow down that inflation, and increased taxes, that's a recipe for destruction. And I think markets are starting to play into something here. And I don't know what, quite honestly, because if she gets in, the economy's toast.
Right.
And like Trump said, I don't think that we could recover from that.
Right.
America might be done. Now, Trump gets in. I think he goes back to what the founding fathers envisioned for our country, which is tariffs instead of income tax.
Right.
I mean, that's how it was for over 100 years. Right. So if you have that, it's going to make foreign goods more expensive. And what's going to happen if all of our imports are more expensive? We're going to start buying American.
Right.
And then you've got jobs always follow manufacturing. Right. So when you have that, you're going to have more people working in America. More people are buying American stuff. And then we've got more income, more sales tax revenue, and property tax revenue. It's a plan for success. So put this into perspective. If Trump gets in, the left is going to be very upset. And they're going to say, okay, we're going to actually destroy the economy and do something, create bank failures. World Economic Forum has been talking about things like this for a long time.
Right.
Right, where would they need central bank digital currency? Nobody would want to give up their individual freedoms, their financial privacy, in exchange for something where they have promised programmable money means what? Means your social credit score, your digital social profile, your ideology-based spending can cut you off from your money.
Right.
So they need a collapse of some sort to actually have people say, government, please fix it. Right. So if when Trump gets in, I think that they will plan some kind of economic devastation of sorts so they can get their way.
Yeah.
Now, as we look at what's been happening over the last weeks or actually couple of months, Harrison, we've got billionaires who are dumping their stocks.
Right.
Like big. So Warren Buffett, we'll start with him. And there's a whole host of them. This is going to kind of start to paint a weird, ugly picture for the economy. He was the largest shareholder of Bank of America in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That was his second largest shares that Berkshire Hathaway had. Apple was the largest, right? So in the last, since July, he's dumped $7 billion worth of Bank of America. So now he's under 10% threshold of ownership of the company, so he doesn't have to report anything anymore. But it wasn't just Bank of America that he sold. He also sold all of his JP Morgan Chase. He sold all of his commercial banking interests. He's not expecting good things
for
the banking world. Ray Dalio of Bridgewater Funds, another billionaire investor, sold all of his bank shares. Stanley Druckenmiller has the largest short of U.S. treasuries in history. It's 20% of the hedge fund's total portfolio is in U.S. Treasury shorts. Bezos sold another $3 billion of Amazon. And you've got massive people that are billionaires that are dumping their shares.
Right.
And specifically bank stocks. So if you're a billionaire investor and you think that the economy is going to do well, you're not just going to hold. You're going to actually buy more of those shares. But they're dumping them. What do they think is coming?
Right.
So they're either playing into the fact that they actually think that Harris is going to win and that it's going to destroy the economy, or that something else is going to happen to destroy Trump's reputation to this something that they create. That's my personal view. But either way, I think there's an economic catastrophe coming, and these billionaires who are World Economic Forum types, they're in the know. Some of them are George Soros proteges. They're seeing mayhem coming, or else they wouldn't be dumping all of these shares.
Right. Although it is possible that they're dumping the shares to create the because they know people are looking, they know people are watching what they're doing, so they think, okay, if I dumpster, you know, what it makes me think of is Nathaniel Rothschild, you know, selling all of his shares after he knows that Napoleon lost, because he knows everybody's watching me.
Right.
If I dump all my shares, they're going to think Napoleon won, and so, you know, could there be some sort of underhandedness going on in that way?
There very well could be, and when you kind of dig in deeper at what's happening globally on a geopolitical landscape. On October 22nd through the 24th, the BRICS nations met in Kazan, Russia.
Right.
So what did they talk about? They are instituting their own currency, a BRICS currency unit, which view that as kind of like the euro. It's a basket of all the BRICS currencies into one unit. 60% of the weighting of that currency is going to be the value of the countries of BRICS. 40% is going to be gold. Hmm. First global currency to have that much gold backing ever. What are they trying to do? Bring more demand into their currency to dismantle the U.S. dollar.
Right.
So that could be playing into it. You look at what Russia is also doing when it comes to this is going to tie into the banks in a weird sort of way. So 2 weeks ago, he announced that they're going to have strategic reserves of the ruble with silver, not just gold. Hmm. So they only have like 1,000 tons of gold, but they added silver into the mix. And Harrison, I'm thinking, this makes zero sense. Silver is not a large enough market to actually back a currency.
Hmm.
So, but why would he do it if it's going to amount to a hill of beans of difference? Because he knows with the big banks in America, if his goal is to de-dollarize the world, how do you do that? You can destroy us from within by killing some of the big banks in America, whether it's J.P. Morgan Chase, HSBC, or Bank of America, the three largest shorters of silver on the planet. Now, if you have a short in silver, it means if the price goes up, you lose money hand over fist.
Mm.
If the price goes down, you're making money, which is why they've been manipulating the markets for decades. Putin knows this.
Mm.
Right? So he's thinking, okay, we'll add strategic reserves of silver. It's not enough to back our currency, but it will take away all of the supply.
Interesting.
Every time silver goes up a dollar, these banks estimated lose about $600 million. So.
Interesting. So increase the demand for silver by making a reserve currency.
Kill their short positions. They're going to have to cover those shorts. They're going to run out of money. And if you get just one of those big banks, it's going to be like Silicon Valley Bank on steroids.
Right.
Because it'll be a run on the banks. He can destroy the banking system in the West from within, the BRICS nations and their currency unit by default will gain international attention because their competitor, the big kid in the sandbox, the U.S. dollar, is now out. And, right. And their job of de-dollarizing the world to become the world's reserve currency is established.
Right. And our position as world reserve currency is the dollar. Like, that's what keeps it up, right? So as soon as that goes away, and obviously that's what Trump talked a lot about that in 2016. I know a lot of moves he made in his presidency were sort of intended to keep the dollar as the reserve currency, recognizing what a catastrophic thing that would be to lose that by bringing back manufacturing and trying to actually have economic output in America rather than just relying on, you know, military intervention imposing our dollar on everybody else. Do I have that right? Or like, what do you think this, if this is the problem, what's the solution? What could Trump do if he got into office to counteract that?
So I think because the BRICS nation is such a large trading bloc, it's like 50% of the world's population.
And getting bigger, yeah.
And getting bigger because on October 22nd through 24th, they added 13 more nations into
right.
the mix. So what does that do for them? It means, okay, these nations that aren't full-fledged BRICS countries, but they're like partners,
right.
They're partner countries. They're now going to trade in their own currencies with each other, which builds the demand for them, and it destroys the demand for the U.S. dollar.
Right.
So as that happens, what happens to us? We every single year, we hear, oh, government's going to run out of money. We need to raise the debt ceiling. We can't have the government shut down. In the past, this has been just a rubber stamp approval because they could. We had the world's reserve currency, which means built-in demand for our currency. They could print whatever they wanted, and there was still demand. Now, Putin knows, and Xi in China, that those days are numbered, right? As we lose that currency status, reserve currency status, we have to have discretion in our printing. So if Trump goes to them and says, Hey, you know that reserve currency status we used to have that Biden killed and put in the tanker? We want it back. Trump is the most amazing economic president in the history of our country, but we're not getting that back.
Right.
Because if you're the BRICS nation, it's like, no, we worked really hard for this. We're 50% of the world's population. We're not giving that back. We've got it now. So therefore, we have to have discretion in our spending. We have to think outside of the box and do what Trump is planning. Put tariffs on foreign goods. Destroy their economy, right? Have them pay for our tax bills, for our infrastructure, everything else. On tariffs on foreign goods, because that will drive jobs back to America. We're going to start buying American. And I know that the left is saying this policy idea of Trump's is horrible because all it's going to do is raise prices on things. Yeah, temporarily it will. Because so much of what we purchase is an import, but people change their spending habits, right? If we're strapped for capital and something is really expensive, we're not going to buy it anymore.
Right.
We're going to buy the relatively cheaper item, which is ultimately going to be American goods.
Right.
And that'll create jobs and everything. So I think that's how you counteract this, is by doing what he's doing. Tax the living daylights out of foreign goods coming in. Have those other countries pay for it. Reduce our income taxes or take them away completely so we have a larger bottom line.
Right.
And then we spend more and we're going to spend on American goods. I think that's the solution.
And hopefully lowering government spending by some degree. You just told me a number that blew my mind. $104 billion was added to the debt in one day. Did I get that right?
Yeah. So on October 31st, $104 billion was added to our national debt. Now, the end of the fiscal year for the U.S. government is in September, the end of September. The very first day in October, $275 billion was added to our national debt. I mean, you look at these numbers, okay? It's like, take that 275 number in one day. Multiply that times four, that's over $1 trillion.
Right.
In 4 days. From 1776, when we became a country, until 1980... when Reagan became president, 204 years, our national debt grew from zero to almost $1 trillion.
Right.
In 204 years. At the beginning of this fiscal year, we were on pace to adding that in 4 days. I mean, they're spending like drunken sailors.
Yeah.
And this is unsustainable, especially when we lost our petrodollar.
Right.
Because in January, when the BRICS nations added United Arab Emirates and Iran and Argentina and Ethiopia and Egypt, a lot of the oil producers, they basically added OPEC.
Right.
So they killed the petrodollar. We no longer have demand for our currency. This is a huge, huge problem. And I think this debt cycle is going to implode. And we just happen to be the generation that's alive to see it happen.
Right. Wow. And of course, it would be, it's just one of the many cards they have to play to destroy Trump's presidency, maybe before he even gets into office. But I guess they'll probably wait until January to really let that happen. Because, and again, I love having people like you on, because I am not the most economically literate. The numbers get jumbled up in my head. But I do understand that, like, I can't remember the term for it now, but there's a lot of like outstanding debt right now. It's not being paid. There's a giant bubble in the private sector that is just fixing to pop, as long as I understand it. In layman's terms, the bubble's fixing to pop, and it's only getting bigger. And so, I mean, are they sort of just like holding on and hold the line and wait until Trump's in office and then let it pop? Or is it, might it never pop and only get bigger? Like, what's the deal with that? The unrealized gains or the outstanding debt that's sort of hovering above our heads right now?
I mean, that's the bajillion-dollar question.
Right. Actually, right? Inventing new numbers here.
I mean, we are. It will pop.
Yeah.
100% it will pop. There hasn't been a reserve currency in the history of the world that's lasted forever.
Right.
The average is like 88 years. Well, we became the world's reserve currency in 1944. It's now like 80 years into an experiment where that's the average.
Right.
And sure enough, we're about to lose it. Why do we lose it? Because we have to print more money than what we need domestically to fund all the international usage of the dollar. And in time, people forget. You know, people just, it's like, wait a second, you're flooding the world with dollars. You've squandered your time in the sun. We're going to get somebody else to be the world's reserve currency. That's just human nature.
Right.
And so we're seeing that. So it will implode. Now, is it going to implode prior because just natural forces, or are they going to blame it on Trump?
Right.
I don't know. But even if it did fall under a leftist regime,
it'd still
country,
be bad. Yeah,
they're still going to somehow blame it on Trump. They said, "Oh, right. He inherited that mess." Right. And it's like, but we didn't. Trump's policies are pro-growth. The like when banks fail, the only reason banks fail is because you have more withdrawals going out than you have deposits going in. They run out of money.
Right.
Same thing with America. They have less national income because people aren't making enough money and there's no tax revenue and they have too many expenditures. The same is true for anybody. It's true for your family.
Right.
If you spend more than what you make, you're going to file for bankruptcy. What's true for an individual is true for a country. And at some point, we've got to pay the piper, and we're there. We're there.
And it seems like people in the know that we're there, as you're pointing out, the people dumping all of their stocks. And then the job numbers. We had a caller call in about the just horrific job numbers that came out recently. They were expecting 113,000 new jobs and got 10,000, right, I think is what they said. And, of course, we know, if the pattern holds, none of those jobs actually went to Americans. Any jobs that were created went to, foreigners, foreign-born. So what's that about? I mean, how do you even have a job, miss your mark by 90%? I mean, that's insane.
So this game has been played for years.
Okay.
Where they come out with these amazing numbers and they say, oh, Bidenomics, it's so amazing. Look at all these jobs we created. And then 30 days later, they'll revise them down.
Yes, the quiet revision.
So they revise them downward around the same time that the next job numbers come out and say, look at these amazing numbers. And hidden underneath that is the revision from the previous
month. Right, what a shell game, yeah.
So this shell game was very interesting this time because they could barely hide it. It was so bad. So the numbers that came out only showed 12,000 new jobs, right? But they were government jobs and they were healthcare jobs, which are both heavily government-funded type jobs. One subsidized and one actually just government jobs. You look at the negative, like service industry, manufacturing jobs,
right,
down 100,000. That is a sure sign of a recession.
Yeah.
Because that's the meat and potatoes of the economy.
Because they're actually producing things, unlike
they're
the government, that's just
things.
A parasite. Yeah,
like when you and I spend money and we go to Best Buy or we go to whatever store we're going to go, Target, you name it, what happens? We're spending money. That basically business says, ooh, we've got a lot of stuff that we're selling. We need to hire more people. That grows the economy, right? That's organic growth to an economy. Government spending is not real money. It's debt money.
Right.
Right. It is jobs that they're creating, but it's not something that's organic growth. They're just basically taking your and my tax dollars, or they're printing their way into it and creating jobs that shouldn't possibly exist.
Right.
Right. And that's the problem. And that's the basis of what these numbers look like. But it could also be the phoniness of how they measure them. Like, if you had a high-paying engineering job at Microsoft and they lay you off and you need to feed your family, right? And you go and say, okay, I'm going to get a job at Wendy's, I'm going to get a job at Taco Bell, and I'm going to be a greeter at Walmart.
Then we've just created three jobs.
You created three. That's a net gain of two jobs, but you're making only half as much as you did before, and you're not getting any benefits.
Right.
Right. That's how they can manipulate the numbers as well.
Wow. And, of course, we know that happened under Obama very significantly, where, all the jobs he created were part-time or half-time. And same thing with Biden, where all of the jobs are going to foreign-born while Americans are losing out. Yeah, that is an absolute recipe for disaster. So tomorrow is Election Day, as I'm sure you're aware. We, of course, will continue our coverage all the way through the election. We'll be here. All of us will be in studio until they might physically kick us out in a week from now. But short of that, we will be here covering it. We got 4 minutes left in the show. Give me your pitch. Give the audience your pitch. Why should they vote for Donald Trump? Why is it important to vote for Donald Trump, especially from the financial point of view?
Well, it's not just to regain and recapture our freedoms that have been lost. Our economic freedoms, political freedoms, personal freedoms, health freedoms, all of them. Our economy cannot grow under a Harris regime. It can't. Because hers is based on raising taxes, spending money, and that's not growth. That's actually just spending more money. And we already seen the debt is exploding. So what Trump is going to do, bringing jobs back to America, basically penalizing the other countries, which hate us.
Mm.
China, Russia, they hate us. Right. And so that's what the BRICS nations are going to do. If we don't tackle this BRICS situation by putting tariffs on their goods, America's toast.
Right.
It is. It's very important we get out there and vote. Now, take this with a God is in charge. Right. We always need to have faith. He always makes a way where there seems to be no way. Right. But in time, we don't want to have to go through that kind of pain. Before we get to victory. And so a Harris regime will be very much pain. And I'm not saying that a Trump presidency is going to bring joy and happiness from day one.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of upheaval. There's going to be a lot of upheaval because he has so much damage that needs to be undone from the last 4 years that it might take a year to unbury from that.
Right.
Even having the most prosperous economic president in the history of our country at the helm.
Right.
Still going to take some time to unbury us from what's been done.
Right. Well, and it's like, as you were pointing out, like, yeah, putting tariffs on these countries, it might, you know, bump prices for a second, but it's like, it's not your fault. It's ripping the Band-Aid off. Yeah, the Band-Aid might, you know, hurt you a little bit when you rip the Band-Aid off, but you got to do it because you got to solve this problem. You got to solve the underlying issue to avoid much more significant pain in the future.
Correct.
Well, I just hope we can, get over the schemes that we're seeing them running with all of the fraudulent ballots and the mail-in ballots and all that stuff. Have you been watching that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I live in Colorado, and we have our Secretary of State that
published all the passwords.
All of the passwords, like, for 3 months on the website. Who in Colorado thinks that their vote is going to count, quite honestly?
Well, and didn't Colorado go totally over to mail-in ballots? Isn't it totally mail-in ballot now, or did I have that wrong?
No, we can still go vote.
You can, okay.
At the polls, yeah. But it's mostly mail-in ballot.
Right.
And oddly enough, I didn't get one.
Oh, what a coincidence.
What in the world?
Well, lucky for you, you already voted in that case then. There you go. A proud Kamala Harris voter, unwitting or not. No, I'm kidding. Of course, Dr. Elliott, thank you so much for joining us. KEPM.com/gold is the website, or you can call 720-605-3900. And folks, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Of course, Alex Jones Show starts in under 2 minutes, and I hope that you join us there. And I hope you go to realthealexjonesstore.com. I always want to say Real Alex Jones because that's his ex. Follow him on X at Real Alex Jones. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. What's your ex? It's not on my sheet here.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.
Kirk Elliott, PhD. Follow him as well. We'll be here one way or another. I hope you're here with us through Election Day, because we're going to have all hands on deck. Massive guests just watching and waiting and trying to figure out what comes next, folks. Stay with us. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds, and we'll be back tomorrow morning for the date of decision, the inflection point, the crucible. Stay tuned.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, they had that dark MAGA hat on. I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But What some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.